headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament,
yes.
Mr. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes, the dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Somebody actually gave us props for our show.
How about them apples?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
If you took these microphones away and had us three sit down here for 2 hours, it's the same conversation.
No. Boring. Our show sucks. All we do is we make jokes and laugh at each other. That's our talent.
Fellas, we're going to start the show, be out of here like flies out of a window. We're going to start this show right out of the dugout.
You know what this show is?
What is it?
It's a 3-hour phone call. That's what it is.
That's radio gold.
That's radio gold.
Fucking glorified phone call.
With bad reception. This is what we do in the show tanks. We just put Jenny on and let her talk about sucking D and all that, you know?
Wacky hijinks.
All right, boys, let's roll.
Yeah, what up? I just got a text message from Race Car Johnny, Rock.
Great.
He said, I'm really stoned right now. Tell Rocket he's a fag. What a guy. It's the LunaticRadio.com show, everybody. I'm your host, Cameron McCann. Alongside me today, my co-host has returned to the show.
How you doing?
Thank fucking God the whole family's back together.
How you doing? How you doing?
And, of course, as always, Rocket is joining us across the table, producing the show.
Good evening!
Checking out the chat room, making sure all the people are having fun,
yes,
all right?
That's my job.
Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com, drunk call hotline 206-202-LOON, that's 206-202-5666, everybody hit us up.
Yeah!
Lots of fun stuff to do on today's show, everybody, right?
Nope.
And at the top of the show, just before we went on air, Ronnie Beans was like, hey, you know what? I want to do some karaoke on the show tonight. I want to sing some Journey. Well, Rocket's like, hey, I got Journey on my iPod, which is in my car outside. So Rocket jumps up, attempts to leave the studio. I don't know what you did to the door lock, but you yanked on it and broke the door lock. So yeah. Now we're all stuck in the studio.
Yeah, we're stuck.
We're locked in.
So
10 hours of radio. Here we go.
Here we go. Radio marathon.
We have to call the super.
Yeah.
You know?
We're going to have to call somebody that looks close.
That knows how to get in here. Because we're the only people in here.
But isn't the gag the fact that the screws are on this side of the lock?
So, which doesn't help because none of us have a screwdriver.
Right. There's the irony.
Yeah. You know what we're going to do? We're gonna roll Ronnie Beans up in a big ball and barrel it down. That's what I'm thinking.
No, I'm thinking we're going to sneak you through some sort of shaft or thing.
I'm going to be used as a human battering ram.
You know, like that episode of the Brady Bunch where they got locked in a meat locker?
Yeah.
And they try to sneak Bobby through the little hole there?
I'll be that pipe that the SWAT team uses to bust down the door.
No, you're going to go through the air duct. We're gonna find the air duct and we're gonna shove you in it.
Yeah,
and we're gonna be like, "Go, Kieran, save us all," or we'll be here doing a show for 7 hours until this super can get here.
Until Ronnie gets hungry, and he busts out
that's
the
right.
door.
All right, bottom line, we're eating you first, Kieran.
When the cannibalism starts, I'm going first.
You're going first. I mean, it's no question.
I got to think you got to go first, dude.
Why me?
Because Rocket and I can last longer.
Okay, try to eat me.
No, I like Ronnie. I like Ronnie better than you. Ronnie stays.
Yeah, how about that? Try to eat me. Let's see who wins.
I might taste like shit, though.
I don't care. You're stringy, and you probably could use a few more pounds and maybe some marbling.
I'm like an appetizer.
With all that tobacco, he's got that mesquite flavor.
You'll taste like chicken fingers. Yeah.
Mesquite chicken fingers.
That's right. We'll use Rocket sideburns to start a bonfire. And then we'll slow roast you over it.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're locked.
We have plenty supply of drinks.
Yeah, we got enough vitamin.
We have tons of vitamin water.
Sell this shit.
By the way, I think our show should be sponsored by vitamin water.
Seriously,
right. Lunatic Radio today brought to you by Fiji Water and vitamin water.
Oh, don't forget Full Throttle.
Oh, right, and Full Throttle energy drinks.
There are 13 bottles. Count them, Ronnie Beans. 13 bottles of vitamin water.
One bottle of Fiji water, and then one can of Full Throttle.
Right. And no one ever touches the vitamin water besides me.
I do from time to time.
Oh yeah, you have one?
It depends. If it's a two drinks show, yes.
I'm doing three Full Throttles tonight, actually. I had one already, two more for the show.
Yeah, so we're gonna have a good show tonight. A lot of packed stuff, a lot of internet clips, and I believe porn star Taryn Thomas is supposed to call us.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it's really weird with the porn stars because it's hard to get in contact with them. So she was scheduled, so hopefully she calls in. We don't know.
Are you saying porn stars aren't very reliable?
Well, I'm noticing that the younger ones are. They're not that reliable.
They're tardy.
Yeah, and Taryn, I believe, is like 22 or 23.
Right.
So she's, probably out clubbing something.
Maybe.
You know, all the kids do.
The kids.
Isn't Scotto calling, too?
Yeah, Scott Osajic is calling in, right.
Scotto!
Scotto's playing the Comedy Zone in Greenville, North Carolina all week, everybody. 25th to the 31st. He's playing all week, Scotto. Moving up in the world. Moving up in the comedy world, whatever it is. You know what I mean, Ronnie Beans?
Yes. Well, I'm actually too busy staring at myself in the mirror. Because, dude, look. The way I'm sitting, right, the table covers my belly, so you can't see my belly, and all you see is, like, from my, like, mid-chest up, and I'm huge. Look at the muscles. Look at him. Come on, look at him.
Ron, you do look like you can play, like,
look at him.
Offensive lineman for the Packers or something.
Keep looking, Karen.
But, see, you don't notice the belly, and that's when it all goes to shit, is when you see the belly.
So we got a lot to do on today's show. I want to quickly send apologies out to one of our listeners, Chem God. He actually sent in, you know that little bit we're doing, obscure noises you find in porn?
Yeah.
Well, Chem God sent me two DVDs of two clips, and I couldn't even view them.
Why not?
Because my computer sucks, and I couldn't view them.
They're porn clips?
They're porn clips.
Nice.
They're actually movies, and I can't view them. I can't put them on my computer. To view them, so I don't have those for this week, but I do have some other porn clips we're going to check out.
But I'm going to do production and prepare them.
I love this stupid bit.
I missed the whole thing.
What?
What is obscure noises in porn? Is it like the fuck me shit bitch lady?
No, not really. They're noises you know. Like when you hear the noise, you're like, oh, that's a siren. You know what I mean? So you know what the noise is. It's noises in porn that shouldn't be there. You know what I mean? Oh. When you're watching a porn clip,
you mean like somebody banging nails in the background?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Here's the one I have for this week. It's you'll know what it is when you hear it. Oh, this is a clip of a girl and a guy banging on a patio in the backyard.
The lawnmower?
It's a leaf blower. So here's a guy and a girl banging on a bed, and I guess next door they're having some landscaping done. Nice. And if you notice, the clip is about 2 minutes long. The leaf blower gets closer and closer. So the Mexican guy's going, "Hey, look at that!"
He's probably trying to see what's going on.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, he's probably like, "Cool, check it out, man."
Check it, man. That guy's blowing.
What are those sounds?
Meanwhile, nothing's getting done, and he's just sitting there, forgot to turn it off.
Yeah.
He's, aimlessly blowing into the air.
Right. He's like, look, I'm working, I'm watching, I'm not working.
He's blowing the pile of leaves he constructed back onto the lawn.
Oh, they just keep going.
Yeah.
No cutscene.
No cut, no director cut.
Actually, if you listen to the guy moan, it's like rhythmic. It's like a broken record.
Yeah, it's almost like a techno.
It's like 2 seconds long each time.
This could be one of the better ones yet, Ron. In rock.
She needs to make more noise.
Well, I believe right now she's on a lounge chair and he's like railing her.
That's fine. But she needs to make more noise.
We're here at the landscaper just blows on by.
Like, you know what? Rule of thumb, girls. Make noise.
Yeah.
Lots of noise. Not just breathing and not just the ooh, but talk.
Well, not like what you did today, talk.
Yeah. Pick up milk. It's just gross for us. We're out of garbage bags. Not that type of talk.
Yeah, so there you go. There was the leaf blower guy.
Change the channel. How the hell did Howie get on Deal or No Deal?
Since Ronnie Beans has been away for 3 weeks, I think this one is the best clip we've had so far. This is two
Are
chicks.
Are the same people?
This is two chicks banging a guy in an apartment.
Nice.
In an apartment. Enclosed okay. apartment.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Looks so good.
Oh, is that an ambulance or something?
Listen, it gets better. It's really loud. Doesn't it seem like they're on the street banging?
Right.
Like on a fucking street corner?
With like the house next door to them's burning down?
Yeah. Five alarm fire.
Yeah.
This episode of General Hospital.
Yeah, right?
See, now the girl should be like, my pussy's on fire.
Yeah, right. Right, she should incorporate,
like, incorporate it, you know?
Yeah. Have some improv skills, yeah. You know? Yeah.
Listen, if those girls were any good at improv, they'd probably, yeah.
They would be doing something else. Sucking cock for a
right.
living.
They'd be doing Shakespeare in the Park.
Yeah, so obscure noises in porn.
I had a porn like that once. It was, but it wasn't really obscure, but it was just odd that the this guy was banging this girl on a like a lounge chair, and it was on like the concrete deck, sort of.
Uh-huh.
And I guess the lounge chair didn't like the bottom of it wasn't quite right, so yeah. Every time he was banging her, the lounge chair was going, you know, back and forth on the concrete, so it was going like, like really loud and clangy,
yeah,
you know, and it sort of
I took away from the moment. I watched those ones too, and I went, like, I watched these pornos with I believe it's like My First Hot Teacher Bang or something, the name of it is, and they're always banging on the teacher's desk and it's squeaking throughout the
right.
It's retarded.
My Hot Teacher First Bang,
screeching on the
yeah, whatever it's called,
screeching on the linoleum.
There's always something,
yeah,
like what there's something to everything, you know.
I think that's better though.
My First College Freshman Bang,
dude. It's so much better
with
it's,
a beer,
yeah, pizza guy
on a Tuesday.
It's so much better than the old day porns, like the 80s porns, where they just have that stupid techno song playing throughout
all right,
the film,
yeah,
and you don't hear anything,
right? Yeah,
yeah,
right. And you know, like there's Big Sausage Pizza, whatever. There's yeah. like Big Pepperoni Pizza, yeah. and there's something.
All right,
somebody you know? Order a pizza.
Right, my first postgraduate bang guy pizza. .com
Who's this guy? Let Me Be Frank. Remember the guy, Let Me Be Frank?
Yeah, sure. Rock,
sent us his demo. He's yeah. a guy who I guess does an impersonation of Frank Sinatra, everybody.
Yes.
It's kind of along the lines of Filthy Elvis. You know how Filthy Elvis does the Elvis voice?
Right.
And he sings dirty parody songs, right?
Sure.
Well, we found one that is Frank Sinatra. And it's called Let Me Be Frank. I believe the guy's name is Dante, and he sent this to us. Right. It's like a melody. It's pretty funny. Ron doesn't like it, though.
Yeah. I once knew a girl from Nantucket.
Once I was going this chick in the ass. Soon turned out she had to pass some gas.
Oh!
You don't like this, Ron?
Hey,
no, you know what it is? Like seriously, I know a guy who does this on a regular basis to every song that's on the radio. Like, you
right.
name a popular song, and he's always like, you know, he always changes the words to make it, like, dirty.
All right, so this is like every, like, corny friend you have?
No, it's one corny friend that I have.
Oh.
And it drives me bananas.
But everybody has that friend.
Right. I guess.
Who always tries to
maybe,
do those
maybe we know the
songs.
Same guy?
Maybe. I don't know. But I have friends like that.
But
yeah.
I know one guy that's what he does. Like, we'll be listening to the radio and some song will be on and he'll be like, you know, and he'll change the words to like my balls or something. And you're like, come on. You know, yeah. like it all the time. And it drives you bananas. It drives me bananas.
Good thing. Up until then, had to get a scotch and then call a couple friends.
He does the voice great, though.
See, no, you know what? I would like it better if he didn't do the, like, I was banging a chick in the ass with the, you know, she had some gas. Like, if he was. You know, if he was just doing stuff that like, you know, I went and got some scotch or something. And,
yeah.
You know.
What, do you want him to do Frank's songs? Like, impersonating Frank?
No, no, no. Parodies? I just mean like do like a crappy lounge singer. Like, that would be fun.
Like Richard Cheese?
Yeah, like, what's his name? Like Phil Hartman doing Frank Sinatra. Yeah, how he used to do it, you know, on Saturday Night Live?
Back in the boudoir.
I think he's got a good voice, though.
I think he does it good.
This hooker, she's got lice. She comes out of the bathroom.
He's got the whole Frank style down, though.
Sexual device. Hey, good night, says the night man. I think his name is Steve. You can jack off anytime you want.
This is Hotel California.
But don't get it on my sleeve.
See, like,
welcome
hold on,
to
let him go.
Hotel California. Hey,
dingy
what
bro.
A lovely place. There's something on your face. I'll get it.
I like it.
Plenty of drugs at
the Hotel California.
Come on,
Mary. Come on, Ronnie Bean.
Come on.
What a nice surprise.
Your fat ass thighs.
When you spread your thighs.
Oh, I almost had it.
Start spreading your thighs. Oh, yes. Speaking of thighs, the dames in California like the food hot and spicy. You gotta be careful, because too much of it can mess up your duty.
Don't know what that means. All right. So that's Let Me Be Frank. Thank you to Dante for emailing me this.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the link, but of course it's not working.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't even think Let Me Be Frank is an actual website.
Oh, it's MySpace page.
It's got a MySpace page. MySpace.com/Let Me Be Frank.
Are you serious? Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Because I was having trouble finding because...
Yeah, that's it. I believe that's it. All right. So we got a lot to do on today's show, everybody. We got more. We had the Dateline To Catch a Predator 7. Got two clips of that.
Isn't that like its own show now?
It seems like it. It's like
it's on all the time now.
Yeah.
And you figure, like, how... Like, these guys are retarded. Like, how many times does the show have to be on?
Right.
Right, yeah.
By now, everyone is known about the show.
And you know the guy's going to be like, oh, yeah, To Catch a Predator.
Oh, yeah. In the newer episodes, there's always like one or two dudes that are like, oh, yeah, I've seen you. You're Chris Hansen, right? You know? The Predator guys?
Right.
Yeah, they always know. Yeah, so that was a good one, actually, this week. Like, a guy came in and he was all naked. So we'll talk about that.
What do you mean? Doesn't that happen like 8 or 9 times? Like every time there's a naked guy?
Nah, only every once in a while. What do you got?
Oh, actually, I got his mind. I found it. It's myspace.com/simplyfrankly. Simply Frankly.
Simply Frankly.
Yeah, that's his MySpace page.
Is the thing. I want to welcome everybody in the chat room listening live.
Yo, yo, yo! I'm throwing gang signs at the webcam. Yo, Bloods.
What? Yo, Bloods.
So Ronnie Beans hasn't been here for 3 weeks. Ron was off assassinating people.
I was in D.C. making laws.
Making laws?
Yeah. Was passing some legislation.
Now, last week you called in and said you saw John Kerry.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, got anything else to add to that story?
Yeah, he looks like Lurch. He's like, I have a table.
Does he walk around with makeup on? Because I feel like these politicians nowadays do.
It's hard to say. I couldn't, you know, I didn't want to look at him because I was afraid he was going to make eye contact.
Yeah.
And then I'd like lose my soul forever. So.
You're not a big John Kerry fan?
No, it's not that. I mean, it's just...
You're afraid to talk to him.
He's a loser.
You're afraid to have some interaction with him.
He's a loser, and I don't like to associate
with
losers.
He's not a loser.
He lost.
He blew it. Dude, are you a loser when you lose the presidential election?
Yes.
Are you a loser in life?
No, you're not a loser in life, but you're a loser. Yeah. You lost.
You didn't win.
Put it this way. The guy had the bases loaded and nobody out and couldn't score anybody.
And he turned into A-Rod and Jorge.
Yeah, exactly. He had every opportunity. There's no reason why he should have lost that election.
He should have put it better.
He blew it.
He wasn't the Mets.
He had the bases loaded, no one out, and he's playing the Mets, and he blew it.
And he blew it. He could not score. Hey. He gave up a 4-run lead in the 9th inning.
Yes.
He could not get it done.
We still won the series.
That's and you know why? Because he let the Bush people paint him as a flip-flopper.
Yeah.
And then and that stuck. And he couldn't get away from it. And then he's like, I actually did vote before, and then I didn't, and then I did. And
yeah, but the other guy that was running couldn't even speak.
But instead of running and saying, this is who I am, and this is my thing, he said, I'm not that guy. And that's not good enough.
3 weeks off, and you saw John Kerry, and that's it? That's all that happened?
No, I played five rounds of golf.
Are you getting any better at golf?
Yeah, I won $100. I cleaned house.
$100 from who?
From the guys I was playing with.
Look at you.
You must have been playing some really bad golfers.
Oh, no, I'm awesome. I was playing really well. I hit a 340 drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the wind behind me down a hill, but it was still 340.
Yeah. All right.
No, I was hitting bombs off the tee box, and it was scaring everybody.
Yeah.
Bombs.
I noticed that, not to get back into the chat room, but I noticed Ron's favorite chick is in the chat room tonight. Ron's got a thing for Pam B.
Nice. Look at you.
Ronnie Beans.
Styling and profiling.
What can I say?
Maybe that B stands for beans.
Could be.
Pam Beans.
Maybe.
Pam Beans.
If she plays
beans.
If she plays her cards right.
Pam, you'll be holding my beans?
I went to a Brazilian steakhouse called Meat Storm.
Very nice.
It's not called Meat Storm, but the tagline is Tempesto de Carne, which is like Portuguese for meat storm.
Right.
And basically what it is you go there and they have a green sticker and a red sticker, and depending on whether you want food or don't want food, you either green for go or red for don't. And then they just basically keep piling meat on your plate until, like, you know, you're doing the no mas.
You go to very complicated restaurants.
Yes, I do. I went to this one place. Did you ever watch The Iron Chef, America?
No. I don't watch food stuff.
All right, the Food Network.
I eat food. I don't watch it.
All right. On the Food Network, there's a show called Iron Chef America.
Right.
One of the guys on that show that was a challenger, right, was by a guy by the name of Roberto Donna.
It's like a contest show?
Yes. Okay. It's like a cook-off.
Okay. It's like American Idol for chefs?
Yes.
Okay.
So one of the guys on the show, Roberto Donna, I went to his restaurant.
Was it good?
Yes. And it's called the Laboratorio del Galileo.
Uh-huh.
And he cooked a 12-course meal.
See, I couldn't even go to that restaurant because I couldn't even pronounce it.
And I had tuna tartare with Parmesan toast, a quail egg, and some caviar.
Look at you.
Tuna hoo-hoo?
Tuna, what? Tuna tartare.
Oh, God.
And I had foie gras.
Ooh.
Which is my favorite, by the way. I love foie gras.
Yeah.
And then, you know, some other stuff, but it was good. I eat it. Nice
places. You go to complicated places. Like that one place you told me you went to in Chicago. It was like a 25-course meal.
Yes.
And you weren't even full after the meal.
No, and it was 5 hours long.
You know what that is? That's not even a meal. That's somebody feeding you, like a baby.
It hurt my bum.
That's somebody coming to your table 25 times with a spoonful of shit.
Right. The 5 hours in the chair hurt my bum.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Who the fuck wants to eat for 5 hours?
Well, it's like it's a night out. It's not like you're not going to eat because you're hungry.
You're going to go out.
Yeah, it's an event.
What's the capacity? How many people can they fit in this joint?
Oh, I don't know. Like 50 or 60.
And is something you have to like reserve like a year in advance?
No. It's not everybody's doing the 5 hour thing. There's stages. The small, medium, and large. Like the small is about like 7 or 8 courses.
Uh-huh.
The medium's about 15 courses. And then the full on
El
super,
Grande.
Now at this 20,
the full Monty is like 25.
Now at the 25 course restaurant,
yeah.
Do you get to choose what you want to eat or they just have the same thing for everyone?
No, it's the same thing. They show you the menu. The menu changes based on the day most of the time. But basically what happens is this is the menu. This is the 25 courses.
Uh-huh.
And then they just bring it out. There's no change.
So maybe on like Monday nights, like a fish thing. And on Tuesday nights, an Italian thing.
No, not quite. But it's usually many things.
Yeah.
Like there's a fish course. There's a meat course. There's, you know, there's all different courses.
Man, you like to eat. He likes to complicate eating. Eating should be easy.
It's not complicated. It is easy. There's nothing complicated. You know what? It's less complicated than going out because you don't actually order anything.
Yeah,
you just say, we'll take the full Monty there, and then they just start bringing it out.
Ronnie Beans is also I'm like interviewing Ronnie Beans.
Yeah.
For the first segment.
It's been 3 weeks. Yeah. We haven't seen him. So let's get reacquainted.
Ronnie Beans, what did you think about Bonds hitting number 714?
Who cares? The guy's he's a roid guy. Who cares? The Post said it best.
I think, the New York Post hit
the hypodermic needles.
Yeah. They put the number 714 all in hypodermic needles.
Did you see that? The guy on ESPN estimated that without roids, he'd have only about 616 home runs.
Wow.
Still a lot of freaking home runs.
Yeah, sure. It's still a lot, but it's not.
Do you think Bonds is still on steroids? Because he hasn't gotten any smaller.
I'd say probably no, because you see him breaking down now. You know, his bat's a little slower. Yeah. I don't think he's on it. but he doesn't. I mean, he's still probably working out, but he, you know, he doesn't look as huge as he used to be. I mean,
he looks a little bit more flabby.
Yeah, he's a little bit more flabby and stuff, and he's not as toned. And
it wasn't even a big deal when he hit it. He hit it in Oakland, right? And the people are just like, "All right, hey, you hit a home run."
The kid put the ball on eBay.
He did?
Yep, it's on eBay.
For how much?
We'll look it up.
Is he going to get a lot for it? Because it's it's a tainted home run or whatever.
Somebody will buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are crazy, man. Anybody who'll buy, like, Richard Nixon's gum, you know, is a little nuts.
How many home runs did Mark McGuire hit?
5-something.
That guy was a really shitty baseball player.
Yes, he was.
Because on steroids, he couldn't hit more than 600 home runs.
Well, you know what the thing was? There's a guy who at 1 year, I think in 91, hit 200 for the year. For the year, he hit 200. And then all of a sudden, he comes back and he's hitting home runs left and right.
Yeah.
Now, why do you think?
Yeah.
Because he started hitting the roids.
He was on roids for a while, Mike McGraw.
They caught him. They caught him with the bottle in his locker, with the Andro in his locker.
Yeah.
Those are roids.
Yeah.
And now look at him. You see him now? He looks like he's like your size, Kieran.
All right. So we got a lot to do on today's show. Rocco, we got to take a break, dude.
Sure.
And we'll come back. Hopefully, Taryn Thomas will be joining us on the program.
We're not going to be doing like every half hour breaks, are we?
No, but we got to take a break because she's calling in.
Okay,
now.
No, I hear you.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more LunaticRadio.com show, everybody, right after this.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio, and I'm stuck here with these two idiots.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
Evildoers. That's who we are.
Kieran McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
You've heard them on the show with their song, Hate This Place.
Hate this place!
Now get connected to the music of 9mm Solution on the web at 9mmSolution.com or on MySpace at MySpace.com/9mmSolution. Download songs, check out tour dates, bios, and more at 9mmSolution.com. When all else fails, choose the music of 9mm Solution.
It's LunaticRadio.com. And now back to the show, Lunatic Radio.
Time for me to fly.
Hang on.
These guys are gay.
LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah, what up? Godsmack, everybody.
Speak the truth!
LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNE. That's 206-202-5666. Everybody, hit us up.
5666.
I like Godsmack, man. Consistently put out good music right now. Yes.
Well, you know what it is? All the songs sound the same, but you know what you get.
Yeah, you know what you get.
Yeah?
It doesn't annoy me.
Huh. Like, you don't ever have to worry about them experimenting and being like, this album sucks. Like, this one sounds like the last album.
Yeah.
And listen, I can appreciate that. Consistency.
You get those people that bitch about artists like that, though. You know what I mean?
Ah, whatever.
Like when an artist like tries to experiment, they're like, "Yeah, why don't they sing like their normal?"
Those guys can stick to their Pela albums.
I believe that was a shot.
That wasn't a shot.
Uh-huh.
It's the truth.
All right.
I speak the truth.
I guess no Taryn Thomas, but I guess we'll see. Maybe she's just calling in.
Are we like 0-2 with porn stars so far?
In the last 2 weeks. They've been MIA.
What are you going
to
do?
Why don't they like us?
And I was kind of excited to talk to Taryn Thomas. Because she has a little radio show there on KSEX. KSEX.com. It's called the...
Well, we don't care because she's not on.
It's the Satan the Sinner. And it was a pretty good radio show. I gave it a listen to last Tuesday, I believe. It's like a once a week thing, you know. It's just porn stars get on there. They have like your standard DJ guy, like I guess I would be, and then they have a porn star who hosts the show with the guy, and they just talk about banging dudes and stuff.
Sweet,
kind of cool, I guess.
In the pooper,
actually, Jenny tells me that she booked a a porn star, a male porn star.
A dude?
A dude to come on the show. And I asked her, I was like, is he like in the gay films? And she's like, no. And I was like, good. But
good.
Yeah.
Why would you?
I don't know where she find. You know.
No, but I mean, why? She wouldn't get us a, like a gay porn star. No.
I don't know his name. He's just some dude. He's a male porn star. You know, male porn stars are like, you know, a lamp in a movie. You know, it's just there.
just window dressing.
Yeah.
Just has to be because you need light.
Yeah, you need light. Yeah. Right. So that should be fun. We also have comedian Bill Burr coming back on the show.
Yeah, nice. The MySpace.
Shooting pussy in a barrel.
Yeah.
Tell them they can achieve their dreams.
Ooh, look at Pam in a nice ensemble.
What?
Which is this howl.
Oh!
Ooh, one of our listeners, Pam B, in the chat room, apparently is taking a shower and she's wearing only a towel.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
Only a towel.
Dude, that's not right.
Please have Listen. The towel fall off.
Whoopsie.
Look. Remember, there was that, yes?
Really, Ron?
Listen, you want to hear...
He's a chicken and towel, and he's lost it.
You want to hear something bad, all right? When I was in Virginia, I'll tell you this story. When I was in Virginia, the last round of golf I played about the Where, you know, the cart girl always comes around.
Oh, cart girls, yes. Love cart girls.
Cart girls are always kind of always attractive most of the 99% of the time.
Right.
So anyway, you know, you're flirting with the cart girl most of the day, blah, 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 blah. Second to last hole of the day, cart girl comes over. We're getting some Gatorades. Cart girl starts flirting with me.
Cart girl flirting with Ronnie.
Right.
What'd she say to you? Like you drive the ball far?
No.
I like
no.
your pitching wedge.
No, something about cuffing her.
Ooh.
Cuffing her?
Cuffing her.
Wait. The cart girl rolled up to you to ask you if you wanted a drink, and within the span of 5 minutes, she's asking you, do you want to handcuff me?
Yes.
Wow.
How does it get to that point?
Yeah.
A series of misunderstandings, sort of.
All right, explain.
It's like a Three's Company episode.
I have a friend of mine.
Okay.
Who works in law enforcement.
Right. But,
he gave me a shirt that has the law enforcement badge on it, which I actually am wearing right now.
Okay.
Right? Because it's a nice golf shirt.
Nice golf shirt.
Sure.
So it was a little cold, so I had a jacket on. So I had a windbreaker.
Windbreaker.
It warmed up, and I took the windbreaker off.
Right.
So when she came over, right, she saw the patch, and she goes, are you a cop? And I said, no. And she goes, well, I was going to ask you to cuff me.
Ooh.
Okay. Now,
the
correct answer would have been, why? Have you been bad?
Yes. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Not
you get
that.
All nervous?
Right. Not that.
What'd you say?
I folded faster than Superman on laundry day.
You felt a little tingle downstairs.
I whiffed. I whiffed big time.
What, did you just give like a little chuckle like, oh, well, that's funny.
Yeah, well, I try to think of something quick to say.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I said.
What'd you tell her? I have no talent.
I'm hungry. This is the best way I could describe it. You ever like you're driving along and like you're on a wet, like it's raining,
yeah,
and it's wet out, and like you hit the brakes and you lose control of the car, and the more you try to regain control, the worse it gets.
Yeah. Yes,
that was me because I was like, you know, and cause something about like handcuffs, and I actually said I don't have handcuffs on me.
Like she was being literal.
Yeah. Like doesn't everybody keep handcuffs in their golf bag?
Jesus.
You know? I was like, well, I don't have them on me.
Oh, my
you know?
God.
And it was, dude, it was brutal. And the more, like, I was digging a hole. And the more I tried to get out of the hole, the deeper I dug the hole. Right? And it was brutal. And all the guys around me were just like, oh, my God, that is the worst crash and burn I'd ever seen.
That is funny.
And I'm like, listen, I'm like, God's honest truth. Like, the thing was, I was going around and I was like, listen, I went to my friend Rob. I was like, Rob, you see me? Like, I'm smooth around girls. I am. Tell him, you know? And they were like, yeah, right. Okay. Cause the two other guys, like, I know him like friend of a friend's. They don't like, they're not really mine.
Was she a smoking hot chick though?
Yeah, she was hot.
So you don't expect that from
her. But you know what it was? I tried to explain to him. I was like, she caught me completely off guard. Like, we're playing for big money. We're playing for $4 a guy per hole.
Big money.
In a foursome. So it's $12 a hole that you're playing. Yeah. Right? So I'm focused. You know what I mean? I'm doing my thing. I'm focused. I didn't want to, you know, I don't want to like, I don't want to lose a lot of money. I could have lost like $100, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm, you know, trying to do my thing. And boom, she hits me with this, you know, I was going to tell you to cuff me. And like, I completely lost focus in my golf game. Uh-huh. And just was like, blah, 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 like a blubbering
idiot.
How did
she say it, though? How did she say the line? What kind of tone was in her voice when she said it?
Flirty.
Like, oh, I was going to ask you to cuff me.
No.
Or was it like, I was going to ask you to cuff me?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. It was all about the Jimmy. And like, it just, under normal circumstances, if I had like a few cocktails in me, I'd have been all over. Dude. I mean, I'd have been, you know, I'd Dude. Have been on point.
Dude.
But because I was golfing and I was very, very focused on what I was doing, I just, it caught me so off guard, I actually said, I don't have any handcuffs on me.
Right. See, I would have folded too. I bet you I would have said the same thing as you, but then after that, I would have went to a sand bunker and started jacking.
It's like you're digging the sand.
It was sand. That's what I'm saying.
It was
like
brutal. And then the worst part about it was the other two guys that we're playing with who don't know me so well, like afterwards, like I'm trying to find her in the parking lot afterwards to be like, listen, I'm sorry. Can we do this over again? Like, that was bad. You caught me.
You wanted your second chance.
I did. I wanted another at bat. Because I whiffed on the first one, and I wanted to just try to make amends. Because I'm not going to leave it and just be like, listen, I don't care. I'm probably never going to see the girl again. Because we play golf at this one place a lot, so I was like, chances are I'm probably going to see her again.
Right.
So I wanted a second chance. I was like, come on, you know, like I'm not a complete idiot.
You're always
like,
going to be the Blewett guy.
Yeah. Right. So these other two knuckleheads that I'm playing with start telling me, giving me tips, like girl tips. And I'm like, first of all, fucko, I've seen your wife. Don't give me tips.
Oh, man, that's hard.
You know, like, so, you know, don't start talking to me like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Yeah. You know, like, I've fucking laid more than you probably slept,
wow.
Okay?
Ronnie got upset.
And I did get pissed, because I'm like, who the fuck are you to be telling, giving me tips on girls? I blew it this one time. This is like 1 out of 100, you know? And you're giving me tips like, I need your advice.
He blew it.
Oh, it was bad. It was bad. And like I said, the worst part about it was it started bad, and the more I tried to get out of it, and I actually left as the car is pulling away. As the cart's pulling away, I was like, "I'll see you." And I just gave her the point because I was like, "I'll see you later."
Yeah.
And it was bad. Uh-huh. It was probably the second dumbest thing I've ever done in front of a girl.
Uh-huh.
Second
time. What was the big?
That was the biggest meltdown I've ever had. The second biggest meltdown I've ever had in front of a girl.
I gotta ask this question before we move on to your next story. Did you jack to that girl later on in the day?
I can't. I was at my buddy's house. I got nothing. I got no jacking place to, you know.
Okay.
I'm in the guest bedroom. I got no
hands are tied. Can't do nothing.
Yeah, I can't do nothing. I have to wait till I get home. Trust me, the whole way on the Jersey Turnpike, that's what I was thinking about.
the fucking cart girl.
So, the worst blow up I ever had in front of a girl.
Yeah.
This happened probably, like 10 years ago. I'm in the Polo Grounds in Hampton Bays. You know the Polo Grounds, right?
Polo Grounds, yes.
Right. Polo Grounds, famous place, right? Big, you know, a lot of beer, a lot of fun, a lot of, you know, girls drinking and everything. I went to the bar and I ordered two beers, for one for me, one for my buddy.
Right.
And I grab them all cool, like you know, like I have one beer I'm holding between my thumb and my index finger, and then the other beer I'm holding between my index finger and my middle finger.
Because that's the cool way.
Cool way, you know, to hold two beers. Like I'm a bartender. Like I'm demonstrating on in front of the cam now. Right.
Okay.
This is the way I'm holding it.
All right. Yeah.
I'm walking around looking for my buddy to give the beer to.
Uh-huh.
Don't find my buddy. It's a crowded place. I run into this chick. Yeah. So I'm throwing the game to her. How you doing? What's going on?
No, Ronnie. Hey,
watch me dance. Look at me go.
Can't do nothing. Your hands are tied.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I dance. I dance like I have sex. Look at it. Look at me with my hips. Come on.
Yeah, I got my Mac 5 swerve on.
That's right. I got my swerve on. Return of the Mac, baby.
Yeah.
So, of course, because I'm dancing, I get thirsty. So what do? I take a sip of the beer.
Right.
And if you've noticed the way my hands are configured, if you try to drink the bottom beer, the top beer pours all over you. So
you're a fucking idiot.
So as I take a sip of this beer, right, and the top beer pours all over me, the girl looks at me and goes like this. She goes, slick. And that, I was like, all right, I gotta go. And that was it. I was like, I'll see you later. And that's it. I was done. And that was the worst thing I ever did in front of a chick.
That is funny, dude. Jeez. Usually you're very freaking cool.
That's funny. I forgot, I don't know. I had a brain fart. I forgot I had the other beer. It was bad. And now it took 12 years for me to like put it in a close second.
Yeah. she didn't say this, right?
Pack up your rape culture and take a hike.
No.
She didn't say that.
No. Nothing about rape culture.
So that's funny.
Yeah.
Ronnie Beans. Himself
you,
out there.
You don't know how bad I wanted to like search that entire golf course for that girl and be like, listen, like I'm not as big an idiot as you think I am.
Yeah, but you would have just made it worse.
Probably.
Trying to explain
Probably.
Yourself.
Well, because I would have been like, listen, it's going to bother me, you going home tonight thinking that I'm a big idiot. Like, she actually would go home thinking I'm a big idiot. Like, yeah. It was probably no big deal to her, but...
To be quite honest, it was probably just like a passing comment she sends to like all the customers.
Oh, for bigger tips or whatever, but you know? I was absolutely... Yeah, listen, I'm under no, I'm under no... illusions that she actually was hitting on me. It's a cart girl. Yeah. They do that to everybody. Yeah. But the fact that I was like just a complete bumbling idiot.
I don't have handcuffs.
And I was like, no, I don't have handcuffs on me. Would you like in my golf bag?
But if I did, I'd put them on. Yeah.
Would you like me to handcuff you to the golf cart?
Goo, 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 goo.
I might as well just been like, you want to go home with me?
You gonna show me that?
I like your feet. Yeah. You got a real purty mouth.
Do you want to go on a date?
You got a real purty mouth. You won't come home with me?
You're right-handed. I'm right-handed too.
Yeah.
We're buddies.
Hey baby.
You want to share some time with me?
You ever seen somebody with a driver this big before? Come on. You won't go home with me, don't you?
Chicks dig the long ball, right?
Yeah, chicks. You know it. You know it. Come on. Come on, I got one.
Yeah. We're all going to get laid.
Yeah, that's right. I might as well have said, hey, look, it's a parking lot.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, you want to call Taryn Thomas?
You want to call her?
Yeah, I got her number.
Why do you have a number?
Because Jenny gave it to me.
I don't want to call her.
She said, Jenny
have
said
Jenny call in and explain to me why she's not on the program.
Okay.
By the way, Pam's boobs are looking very nice.
Dude, and she's wet now. Yeah. Come on.
God, we love having the chat room. The chat room, to all radio DJs out there, right?
Yes.
If you do a radio show and you do not have like webcams where you can see your listeners, your radio show sucks.
Right.
Because it keeps you motivated.
It does.
It keeps you motivated to do the show.
Right,
dude.
Like, you want to keep on making the funny so that people stay around and you can stare at them.
Dude, is anything better than, like, post-shower chicks?
Post-shower chicks are always hot.
Dude, with the wet and the hair all...
The clothes are clingy.
Come on. Forget it.
All sticky, yet they smell good.
They smell good. Yeah. You know, and they're all clean.
Just
want to
club them with
they
a
smell
brick.
Like a spring morning.
That's right.
Knock them out.
Oh man,
yummy.
Throw them down.
I
on
just
want to
like. I just like want to pet them. Yeah. You know, and be
pet
like,
them.
You know, oh.
Pet them.
Can I tend the rabbits?
Yeah. Can I just like you know? I just that's all I want to do. I want to just pet you.
Can I pet you?
You know, or just stand next to him and smell her hair. Like that post, I just washed my hair. Oh, man.
Lay him on the couch, pet him, and lick your lips.
Yeah,
as you're doing it.
No, I just sit there and like smell her hair.
Like a dog.
Just sniff it.
Like a dog looking on the lawn at someplace to take a shit.
But no.
Jesus.
No.
I don't know.
Way to go.
I just ruined the
but
metaphor.
But come on, girls' hair when they get out of the shower that smells like the... That
it's like Mountain Dew.
Oh, man.
It
smells like, you know what it smells like? Biscuits in the morning.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, that's hot.
Dude, that is hot.
Dude,
post, I love it. I'd be just like, I don't even want to do anything. I just want to stare at you. Like, is that cool?
Do you have a problem with that?
Really. Come on, like, how easy a boyfriend am I? I don't want sex. I just want to stare at you when you get out of the shower. We'll have sex later. Like when I just get out of the shower.
What's up, Rockbrook? Update?
Yeah, Jen's not calling in. She says she's going to quit if we don't call.
Call her?
And you asked me to tell Jenny to call in, and I said, call in. She's like, fucking call her. That's her exact words.
Are we supposed to call her? That's my thing. That's what the question I'm asking.
Yeah, she said...
I'm not calling somebody if they're not expecting
Jenny
my phone
said,
call.
And I'm reading verbatim, she just called me. Call her.
Okay, call her.
All right, then we call Taryn Thomas. Let's take a break, though. We'll take a break so we can see what's going on.
And maybe try to get out of the studio that we're still locked in.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so we'll take a break, call Taryn Thomas, and figure out what the fuck's going on. All right. Okay. Back on more LunaticRadio.com show right after this, everybody.
You're listening to LunaticRadio.com.
Holy Christ, where's my radio talent?
Now with 20% more self-loathing.
TPSRadio.net is the home for the wacky hijinks that is
Lunatic Radio.
When you're not hanging with Kieran, Rocket, and Ronnie Beans, take a little more time out of your narcissistic life to listen to more great TPSRN programming. Check out more zany comedy on the Craig Coleman Show in quotes, the Kelly and Alana Show,
true stories of Kelly and Alana's South Bay adventures,
and see what piece of studio equipment self-destructs on Brian Scott's two-hour allotment of airtime.
I don't know if you can still hear me out there, but Ray, my main computer just took a big, gigantic shit.
Find out about these shows and more by clicking on the shows link at tpsradio.net. More of the LunaticRadio.com show coming up.
Hey, everybody. I believe this is 30 Seconds to Mars. LunaticRadio.com show still locked in our studio. Back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. I'm your host, Karen McCann. Alongside me is the co-host, Ronnie Beans, and the producer, Rocket. Joining us on the phone all the way from Arizona, I believe Scottsdale, is porn star Taryn Thomas. Taryn, how are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
We're relieved. We got the door open.
Yeah. Oh, the door is open.
Yes.
I, Ronnie Beans, have
Yay,
got the door
got
open.
The door open.
Yes, I did.
We were trying to explain to Taryn during the break that we were locked in our studio, and she's like, what?
I could breathe again.
Yeah. Now our claustrophobia is all gone. We're feeling good.
We can get to the bathroom now.
Yeah.
Taryn.
At least you didn't shit yourself.
Nah, no good.
Taryn is a young porn starlet. Is that what they call you?
They would like to call me a starlet. I call myself a twinkle.
Ooh,
oh,
I like that.
Twinkle, twinkle.
I'm not quite a star yet, but one day.
You're a star in my book, I'll tell you that.
From what my booking girl has been telling us, you're like very ambitious with the porno business. You want to be the, you know, the top girl, the Jenna Jameson, I guess.
I wouldn't so much say Jenna Jameson because, you know, there's only one of everybody, so I can only be Taryn Thomas. But, yeah. I do want to be on top of everything one day.
Ooh, sweet. And
pardon the pun.
In the front. Yes. I think my party is in my back, though.
Yeah, we've seen that.
Hello.
We've done some research when we knew you were going to be on the show, so we did some research, watched some of the movies, and
that's what's great about having porn stars on the radio program, because you have to do research.
That's right.
And it makes research fun.
That's right. And you are very, very, very talented.
Yeah, so my anal cavity gives me much talent.
Yes.
Nice.
Yay.
I'm quite excited about my backside talent.
Now, is that something you've always been into, or is that just, you know, a recent development?
Actually, I really liked it when I tried it, and I'd only done it, like, literally, like, probably about a total of 3 times before I did porno with 2 different guys. And the last time I did it, in my real life, shit all over the guy, so I was like, I'm never going to do this on film. I was like, I will never, ever do this. So it was, like, the biggest embarrassment of my life. So I was not trying to do it on film at all.
What?
And...
Wait, you actually, you released, you shit all over some dude?
I was getting off. I didn't know I shit.
Wow.
So anyways... Yeah, that happened in my personal life, and I was like, I will never do it on film. And then my agent taught me how to do it, so I was like, okay.
Your agent taught you how to do anal sex?
Well, not technically, but I had, like, the biggest Doc Johnson plug in my living room, and, like, he put it on his forehead, and he's like, take me to your leader. And me and my friend Monique wanted to get a picture with it, and he's like, well, he's like, if you stick this in your butt, he's like, then I'll... You know, I let you take a picture. And he had already offered me, like, $10,000 to take a picture with. I mean, like, stick it in my butt. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. So, but for a picture, I had it in my butt in 2 seconds. And then 3 days later, I was, you know.
So, yeah. That is great.
Listen, I don't know. $10,000's a lot of money to stick something in your butt.
Kieran would do it for $10,000.
Mm-hmm, why not? Let's do it.
But I did not want to do it for $10,000. There was no getting anything stuck in my butt. So now I love it, and, yeah, I guess I'm a, I guess what they call a, you know, princess or something, right?
Nice. Tell us about the Fame Awards. Now, what is the Fame Awards?
Okay, so right now, the Fame Awards is, like, it's actually the largest fan-based voting award show that the porn industry has ever even seen, or, you know, like, any fan-based awards has ever actually even come close. We're having, like, we right now have gotten over 1,000 hits a day, and I think it's still pretty close to that, and we're in their second round. So pretty much with the Fame Awards is the fan-based porn voting thing.
Yeah.
An award show, obviously, and it's hosted by Adam and Eve.
Is it kind of like the ABNs?
You know what? It's actually going to really, I think after this year and next year's award show, is going to be a total ABN show. It's just like... It's blow up, because I think, like, I'm praying it blows up, because with right now as it's going, it's at 1,000 hits a day.
Wow.
For the Fame Awards. So yeah, next year will definitely be like an AVN strictly for the fans.
Yeah, you're up for 3 awards, right?
Yeah, actually, I tied with Tara Patrick in my number of awards.
Whoa!
Nice.
Yeah, so that's like a big, like, hurrah for me. I was like, what? I was like, when I heard that, I was like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, you're the only non-contract girl to have gotten that many awards. I mean, that many nominations in the second round.
Yeah, I actually have the categories right here. It's Rookie Starlet of the Year,
yes.
Favorite Anal Starlet,
yes.
And the Perfect Slut. Dirtiest,
yes,
girl in porn.
Tour. Yes.
The perfect. Who else is in the perfect slut category?
Myself, Hillary Scott, Sandra Amin, I believe Melissa Lauren, Ariana Jolie, possibly Belladonna. I'm not too sure who else is. Oh, I think Audrey Hollander. I'm not too sure exactly who else is in that category, but I know some of those girls for sure.
Now, people can log on to your website, TarynThomas.com, or your MySpace site, and just vote, right?
Oh, actually, my personal website doesn't have a link to it, but of course, myspace/TarynThomas.com has the link to go there and vote for me. And then you can also click on to thefameawards.com.
Mm-hmm.
But it's thefameawards.com, not just Fame Awards, it's thefameawards.
Thefameawards.com, yes.
And go vote for me
in
all my categories.
Yeah, I suggest all the listeners of the LunaticRadio.com program go and vote for Taryn, because Taryn is vicious. She's a vicious girl.
Yes, and I am going to win those fucking awards.
There you go.
Yeah. No holds barred with
her. Well, actually, I am one of the only girls in the history of porn to be nominated for every single award show, Best New Starlet, and only win one of them.
Really?
Huh. What yeah, I a won crime.
The, I won Rog Reviews, fan favorite polls, of course. So it just shows that my does fans it, really stand behind me when it comes to these things. So.
What does it really mean when you win a porno award? Does it do a lot for your career or no?
I mean, if you win an AVN, of course it can. But I was nominated for 5 different categories at AVN this last year, and I won nothing.
Is it like so everybody? Is it like similar to like when an actor wins an Oscar?
Yeah, AVNs are like a Golden Globes right now, and then the Fame Awards is pretty much going to be like a Grammy. No, there's Golden Globes and Oscars.
Okay, like the so American Music
Golden
Awards.
Oh, no, okay, so the Golden Globes are bigger than the Oscars, right?
I think the Oscars are a little bit bigger than the Golden Globes.
Okay, so AVN's like an Oscar, then Fame Awards is like a Golden Globe.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
So, yeah.
I like Golden Globes.
So do I, Karen. So do I.
Well, I like the Oscars, and maybe one day I'll win my porn Oscar. So.
Well, if we had a vote, you would win.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe next year you guys will be on the voting ballot.
We hope so, because what we'd do is we'd vote for you and then kick the shit out of anybody who didn't vote for you.
Right.
Good. Actually, I want to go to the awards.
So how did the whole career start? How did the whole idea of you, you know, getting into the adult industry, how did that start?
Oh, geez. It started when I was 18. I called an ad in the back of the New Times in Arizona for modeling, and when I went there, it was, like, topless, nude modeling, like, solo girl stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll do it. And I started doing it. Obviously, I just gotten out of rehab. And I wanted to make some extra cash, so I was like, okay, I'll do this, and started doing it, and then I got a boyfriend, and I did it a little bit behind his back, and then I decided I had to stop, because God forbid he found out.
Yeah.
And I pretty much did it sporadically, like very sporadically, in the course of 3 years when I was with him. About a year after we broke up, I called the company back, and I'm like, hey, I want to work for you guys again, blah, blah, blah. I had bright red hair, and I was had really pale skin, and they're like, oh yeah, come back, blah blah, we love you. So they bring me back, and we did tons and tons of work together. And then it came down to the point, the fact of the matter, like, you want a website with us? And I was just like, oh, I don't know. And I was dating somebody else at the time, and I didn't know how to tell him I was taking naked pictures.
Mm-hmm. So at that point you decided to make this like a career?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so what happened was, we had the guy I was dating at that time. Now him and I broke up, and then I decided to post my pictures on this thing called Sexy Job, and posted it on there, and I got really good feedback. A lady from Florida contacted me. She bring me to LA in December, and then I went back in January, signed at AVN in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Be in the business for like literally 2 weeks or 13 days to be exact. And then I went back in January after the convention and everything, and bring my best friend out there at the time with me. And we went to L.A. and never went back to where we were from. And then I found Mark Spiegler, and he made me a twinkle.
A twinkle.
Nice.
And that's what you are.
And then you started doing the anal sex. And then anal sex.
Yes, then the anal sex came along.
I tell you what, it's got to be a rough business, because nowadays I notice that just like there's so many damn girls out there just having sex on camera. Mm-hmm. It's got to be hard to, you know, set yourself apart from the group.
Right now, actually, what I'm really actually pleased about is 2006 has started off really slow. It hasn't started off with a bang like 2005 is, because like last year, 2005, we had Hillary Scott, Tori Lane, Desmond Byrne, myself, like hard, heavy hitters that were, actually we were called workhorses, and we were working every single day, you know? But this year, unfortunately, we don't have those girls like us as we did last year. Right now, the only girl I think that's even staying anywhere close to us is Jenna Presley, who I adore completely. But yeah, there's no like heavy hitters like we had last year, so... The girls coming in the business and leaving the next day.
Yeah.
We're not really seeing it that much this year, which is really good, because last year it was like every time we turned around, there was a new girl, and you had to pull something out of your hat to make sure you could do even better than those girls, you know? But, I mean, it's always this constant competition for myself because I want to be the best at whatever I do, you know? My whole entire life I've been, like, so competitive. It's insane, so.
It's a tough business. I got to imagine I liken it to the comedy business with comedians because there's so many damn comedians out there.
Sure.
How is it, you know, it's hard to find fresh material to deliver to people, you know?
So,
what I mean?
Taryn, let me ask you this. You do anal a lot in the videos. Like, when you get home and you're with your special somebody, like, do you not like to do anal then? And are, like, they disappointed when you don't want to?
Oh, no. I don't have a special somebody at home.
Oh, well, just...
And, do you have a special toy?
But, no,
I mean, like, you know, not on...
Actually, I have so many toys that when my PR comes to my house, like, he gets home and he's like, dude... Because, like, he cleans up my house because he stays with me sometimes. And he's like, everything I open up has a dildo in it. He's like, I don't care if I'm looking under the couch. He's like, I find a dildo.
Right.
He's like, do you have enough dildos? I'm like, yeah, I was thinking they're all for my ass.
Do you have to work out your ass muscle?
Yeah.
I mean, like...
Do you, like, stick stuff in there and you just walk around with
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like, on off days, do you have to throw something up there?
No, actually, I clean with, like, a colonic hose. So before I do a scene, obviously, like, I spend, like, at least, like, an hour and a half in the shower cleaning out my ass.
Wow.
So, like, I mean, with the water going up there, like, at whatever speed it is, like...
Unbelievable.
It opens it up anyway, so it's fine.
Nice.
When I go to work, it just flies right in.
Nice. But, I mean, like, say you meet a guy at a bar, right? And, like, you take him home, and he's like, he knows who you are, and he's expecting, you know, some anal sex. And you're like, you know, I do that at work all the time. I don't really want to do it at home. Like, does that happen?
Actually, now, this is a tricky question. I won't take people home from clubs. And if I do, it's going to be vaginal sex with a condom. Anal sex is very, very dangerous.
Oh, it's dangerous.
Well, my mom had an radio interview. You can't say that to me, hello. Sorry, my mom was...
Mom's there?
What?
Well, I'm in Arizona. I live with my mom when I'm in Arizona.
Is she into anal sex?
No, she does not like anal sex. She hates when I talk about it. Which is, like, all the time. She's like, Arena.
I hope you're not eating dinner. Mom,
no, we ate dinner already. And actually, I was eating this Arabic food, like, and I told my sister they're poop dogs. And, like, I don't know, it's this Arabic, like, kebab thing. And it's like, it looks like a log of shit. I'm like, look, it's my shit log I'm eating.
Oh,
and, like, my mom gets so mad. Yeah, it's really funny.
Is there, like, a special, like, food? Like, if you know you're going to do an anal scene the next day, is there, like, foods you'll avoid because they're tougher to clean out?
Yeah, like Sloppy Joe's?
Taco Bell?
No.
No, it just doesn't matter?
I told you, I clean with an enema hose, like a colonic hose, actually.
Right.
And it takes everything out. Like, an hour to an hour and a half in the shower, and my ass is perfectly clean.
Wow. Sweet.
Yeah, so I ain't gonna have no messes on camera. I've had one too many of those. That's over with.
Oh,
my
really?
Life.
Like, you've actually had, like, little oopsies on camera?
Oh, no. Not on camera. Thank God. Yeah. Only in my personal life. And when I started doing anal, I swore I would never have it happen on camera. So
right. Yeah, wouldn't that be like the end of the career?
But see, you know what? Honestly, I'd have to say if I was having sex with a hot lady like yourself, and there was a mishap. Like, I'd be okay with it. Because at the bottom of the bottom line would be that I'm still banging a really hot chick.
Right.
Right.
You know, and you can't take that away from me, and you can always take a shower.
And shit happens.
Right. Shit happens.
LOL.
And you know, it's not like, you know, it's huge. You know, you don't want to, you know, you got to take a shower. Everything's cool. It's fine. Like, you didn't plan on it. You didn't do it on purpose. But what are you going to do? I'm banging a hot chick.
Oh, my God. You're so funny.
I wanted to mention this for you before we, let Taryn go. Taryn also hosts a radio show on ksexradio.com.
Ooh.
It's called The Saint and the Sinner, and it's on Tuesday nights from 5 to 7 West Coast time. I actually took a listen to the program last Tuesday. Apparently you said you taped them, but it was a good program.
Yeah, I taped that one.
Yeah, it's a good program. It's a good radio program. Nice flow to it. Who is the dude that does it with you? The guy?
That is Stephen. I talk about myself, St. Croix. You know? That's Stephen St. Croix. He's been in the business probably for like 20 years. He's an old timer. He's an ABN Hall of Famer, actually. Stephen St. Croix is my co-host, and we fight like freaking flat, and everybody seems to love it.
Yeah, but it's
can't get enough of that.
You know what? It's a nice mix of like pop culture stuff, and then you throw in the porno stuff. It's a good radio show. I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, he tries to mix in the pop culture stuff. I just like to snort on that part. Because I'm like all about porno, and he's all about, I want to be mainstream. And I'm like, okay, well, if mainstream happens for me, then that's great. But I'm not going to sit there and like try like some of these Goombas do.
Yeah.
Have you ever done a show with a butt plug-in?
It happens. What?
Have you done a show with a butt plug-in?
No, I have not done a show with a butt plug-in, but I actually want to do a show where, like, I have 10 listeners come in and, like, feel the coffee on my face, but I haven't done that yet.
What?
Whoa,
when's that going to be so we know to be there?
Wait, I
don't know, but I can call you guys and let you know for sure.
She said she's going to do a show where she's get guys to come in and do bukkake on it.
Holy Jesus.
Yeah, we're there.
All right, done.
We're going to book our flight, like, tomorrow.
Lunatic Radio online,
yeah.
Front.
Yeah.
We get in.
Yeah. I volunteer.
Let her respond. Jesus, you animal.
I will definitely let you know when I'm going to be the listener to be cocky.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't think you want to let us know, because I think you're going to get raped.
What?
You're going to bring a vodka bottle. Where can we stick this now?
For some reason, my co-host got way too eager when you said that.
What do you mean?
You just were jumping
all over. I will let Linkus and KSX know that I already have two contestants for the season cocky.
Ronnie Beans and Rocket.
Yes. Yeah, I'm there for that.
I will let him know.
All right.
I just wanted to sit on objects, like a construction cone. How far does this go?
Yeah. Well, that would be the greatest radio bit ever.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, fine.
And you know what?
I'm definitely going to do it.
You wouldn't have to worry about time, because I'd be done in about 15 seconds.
Yeah, I got 14.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, you could, like, we could do the whole bukkake thing, and then you could, you know, have, like, the rest of the segment to talk about stuff, because it'd be over in a matter of seconds.
All I want a picture of is you two standing naked next to each other.
No, I'm not doing Rocket can't be in the room.
Well, the whole thing about a bukkake is you got to stand around the girl,
right?
We got to look away.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to turn the lights out.
Yeah, something. Just do something.
One comes up at a time and they come on the face.
Yeah, see, one at a time. Yeah. So I go before Rocket.
No, I go first.
All right.
I think we're going to be having a lot of coin flipping.
Yes.
We prefer rocks, paper, scissors.
Okay, well, start the rocks, paper, scissors.
Okay, Taryn Thomas. That was a great way to end the segment.
Yes.
TarynThomas.com is the website. MySpace.com/TarynThomas. Vote for her on the Fame Awards, everybody. Log on to her MySpace
Fame
page.
Awards.
Yes.
Don't forget.
FameAwards.com. FameAwards.com. TheFameAwards.com. Log on to that site and vote for Taryn Thomas. Nice, lovely young lady from Arizona.
Yes.
Taryn Thomas.
Thank you, Taryn.
Clean ass.
You're welcome, and I'll see you guys when you come on my face.
Oh, that's it. Nice. That's great.
That's the ender. Yep. All right, later.
Thanks.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Taryn Thomas, everybody, on the lunaticradio.com show.
I love her. I love her.
Yeah, we'll see you when you come on my face. Okay.
Yes, I love her. Let's go. Let's book the flight. I'm there. Where are you going? I'm going to San Francisco to drop my nut on some porn star's face.
That's the one thing I love about porno chicks. Very honest.
Yeah. How about that? Bukkake.
Yeah, I clean my ass in the shower before I go to work.
For an hour and a half. How about that? Tell me that wasn't the bomb, though.
That was the bomb diggity, right?
Yeah, that she said, I'll see you when you come. Yeah, yeah.
So was it myspace.com/TarynThomas, TarynThomas?
Yes, you were correct, Rocket.
Cool.
Yeah. And wow. We're on the Fame Awards.
Could you imagine that?
TheFameAwards.com.
I hope they don't do video of that. I can't have a video of that.
No.
I hope that. I can't do that. Like, I'd come in looking like Mr. Wrestling 2 with the mask on and everything.
Well, you never know with that KSX.com. That's an entire internet radio show based on porno.
Yeah.
You don't know. I don't know if they have cameras in those studios.
Yeah, I can't do it with the cameras.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell they do on that radio station.
You wouldn't want to do that, Kier.
What, bukkake?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Not on camera.
No. If it was radio,
uh-huh.
Right? And you had to do it like one guy at a time, there isn't two guys in the room. Right. You wouldn't do it? If it was just her in the room.
Right. No, I'd do it.
But she was on air, but not on video.
I'd do it.
Yeah, thank you.
Because you can always deny it.
Because if you didn't, I would say you're a liar. Because I know you would.
I would.
Know you would.
I would.
But I would imagine it has to be on video, because why would you do it if it was just radio? Like, if you couldn't see it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So, I don't think it'd have to be video.
But if it was on video, I wouldn't do it, would you?
Neither would. No, I can't. Impossible.
Was there, were there any obscure about, like, the fact that her mother was right there? Listen to the whole conversation.
Honestly, they're all like that. That's no big deal. I don't find any big deal with that.
They're all like family related. With they're like all Seymour Butts. Like,
yeah, you know, they're all the families are involved these days.
Family. Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine that?
Just family weird. Business.
Could you imagine your mother? You know, and she's talking about the 10-man bukkake.
Yeah.
And the mom's like, "Hey, you want coffee, honey?"
Yeah.
Well, she's realizing the paycheck that you know she's bringing in.
Oh. I'm making a pot of coffee. Would you like some milk and maybe some cream with that? Oh, you're talking about your bukkake. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'll just get your Crella for now.
I'll get you some Earl Grey, okay? You like with the little lemon with the Earl Grey? You know what? It'll put the complexion back in your face when you're ripen all the, you know, the spermy off your face.
By the way, Rocket brought up Seymour Butts. I actually was watching the Family Business show on Showtime this week. And you remember when we did the interview with Seymour Butts and he was talking about that convention he went to?
Yeah.
The Swingers Convention?
Yeah.
That had a little episode on it.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty freaky, man. So I'm thinking, I wonder if we're going to be on that show. I wonder if there's going to be a little snippet of our interview with him.
I hope so.
I don't know. Because he said something during that interview that was like, yeah, we're filming as we speak. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that was literal or not. Or figured.
Figuratively.
You know what?
Go ahead.
Every time we interview a porn star, I feel that my dream of banging a porn star comes closer and closer to becoming reality.
It could be, Ronnie Beans.
That's it.
It's all for you. People are pulling for you.
I hope so. That's my dream. You know, like Kieran's dream is just to get laid, period.
Right.
My dream is to bang a porn star.
My dream is to see vagina.
And I don't mean bang a porn star like, I love you, honey, you know, let's have sex.
Right.
I mean bang a porn star like a porn star needs to be banged.
Right. Like she's being filmed, but she's not.
That's right. All over the place, you know, with no concern for feelings or...
Like blowing loads on the mattress and stuff. Yeah. Like, you don't... No cleanup.
No cleanup.
Just leave it.
You might want to clean yourself up afterwards,
right.
But, you know, nothing like that. You know, like a movie.
Yeah. All right,
without
Rock.
The camera.
I think we got to do a break. We got Scott Osechek calling in a little while. We got some funny news clips to do. We got to do a whole bunch of other stuff, man. Got a ton of drunk calls to do, too, today.
And I got the door open.
And we got the door open. So,
You know how I got the door open? Yes, karaoke. You know how I got the door open? Because I wasn't always on the right side of the law.
You criminal. All right, we'll take a break. Come back on the LunaticRadio.com show, everybody, right after these wacky messages. Go ahead.
Yo, this is Rocket from Lunatic Radio. Listen to the show or die. Biatch! Live. Go to the website or message board to find out how you can join in and interact with the show live. That's right, live. Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be there, bitches.
Lunatic Radio.
Gotcha, the Malanga.
Alienating people since 1979.
And now back to the show. LunaticRadio.com.
The fire.
Unusual. Favorite evil.
What an horror.
This is Kim God 1000.
Hey, this is John Paulson from New York.
Yo, what up? This is the LKN Jedi from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey there, this is Dr. Connie from the Lone Star
State. This is Kill Butters.
Hey, this is El Fausto from Annapolis.
This is John from Orlando, the Fear Wizard.
And I am.
LunaticRadio.com.
And a giant douchebag.
Bitches.
LunaticRadio.com show. Back and break emails at the show. LunaticRadio.com. That's bumper music. Joining us on the phone is our man, Scotto. Scotto Sechek, comedian extraordinaire. Scotto, what up, buddy?
I prefer the term comedy starlet.
Comedy starlet.
I'm a
I'm a comedy twinkle.
You're an up-and-comer.
I'm a comedic twinkle. That was by far the funniest bit I've heard, and it was purely by accident, I know, when you guys just went to break. Because you saw, like, both sides of lunaticradio.com. It's like, oh, yeah, man, I'm totally banging like a porn star, man. You're shooting all over the place. I'd go off. It'd be crazy insane. All right, we'll be back after this break. Okay, so anyway, guys, the room froze, huh? Well, that's crazy. Did you get the clip from last week? Okay, yeah. You guys have the clip. That's good. Oh, shit, we're still on? Oh, anyway. Oh, lunatic radio.
We like porno. Yeah,
I smell promo.
That was like Barbara the horse in turn two. Karen, you've got 23 screws in your leg.
That's funny as hell, man.
Well, you know what? That horse, Barbara the horse, has a bright future in banging Taryn Thomas in the ass.
Nice.
Oh, damn right.
Jesus Christ.
How about that? So, hey, Scott, you going to come with us for the bukkake?
Yeah, Taryn Thomas said we're going to do a little bukkake on the radio.
I think Rocket just made a little bukkake in his pants.
She said she needs 10 guys, so we got four right now.
She couldn't have finished that sentence before Rocket already booked the plane tickets on orbit.
I was on JetBlue as she was getting to the period of the sentence.
Yeah, Rocket heard the word bukkake. It was like boo, and he was like, I'm there.
Exactly.
Prince.
Boo, now searching for flights.
Yeah. This thing won't go fast enough.
Turn them all over there, man. I'm going to bang you. I'm going to bang you. Bang, bang. Fucking guy.
No, that was classic.
So, Scott, what have you been up to, man? We haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah.
It has been a long time, and let me bring it to speed as to what's been going on in my life. First of all, I'm being sued for $10,000.
Nice. Wait, but your gay neighbor?
No, actually, this is a comedy patron. I was performing in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
After the show, this girl at the bar whipped a lighter at my forehead. I don't know if that's like a greeting in Knoxville, but a lighter nailed me in the forehead, and I confronted her. I go, what the fuck, right?
Yeah.
Long story short, she and her friends leave, but she leaves behind her digital camera. And my form of revenge was to take a little picture of my own personal anal scene. And it wasn't like a polite mooning or anything like that. No, I gave her like the reverse pink sock. Anyway, so she sends me an email the next day saying, oh, listen, you know, you were really mean and rude to me. This is before she picked up her camera. She came back to the club, picked up her camera, and then all hell fucking broke loose.
Well, how does she know it's your bunghole?
That's just it. That was the whole defense that I was going to use. I was going to shave my ass and then get the anal bleaching.
Right.
The whole nine yards, right? And get that picture blown up and put it on an easel in the courtroom and plead with the jury. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you can't possibly compare that disgusting asshole to what you see before you today.
Dude, but, so you might have...
No.
You have to go to court because you mooned a chick?
Well, her whole claim was that, you know, she was going through her honeymoon pictures at work with her coworkers the next day, like, oh, this is me and Eric in Aruba, and it's a nice honeymoon, and oh my God, look at that ass. Yeah.
That serves her right, that cunt.
Oh, it's such a bullshit lawsuit.
But how does she know it was your ass?
Yeah. Fuck her.
Well, it was the clothing that I was wearing from when I was on stage. Like, she was at the show, and it was like my shirt, and I didn't moon anybody in the
show. Scott was wearing assless chaps.
Right. And probably that I Love Joey tattoo on your ass gave it away.
He was playing a place called Cashmere.
It was my lunaticradio.com ass tattoo.
Oh man. Yeah, man, that's fucked up. $10,000, huh?
Yeah, it's some arbitrary figure. I don't know. I think she just thinks that that she's gonna sue the club. But the thing is, like, they sat me down and they go, hey dude, you're an independent contractor. We are under no obligation to take the fall on this one, so enjoy. I go, holy shit.
Yeah. Holy fuck,
yeah, dude, that's going to get thrown out.
Oh, yeah, I already talked to a couple of lawyers. Like, that is the most ridiculous, frivolous, bullshit lawsuit. This lawyer must just be one of these fucking ambulance chasers on his week off, you know?
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, like, business is really slow, and he's really trying to find something to do. God.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, that sounds like fun, buddy.
That should be interesting.
Yeah.
Are you excited for the new... I know you love these. The Dateline to Catch a Predator 7 this week.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that one?
No, they got a new one coming out this week.
Oh, no. I think that's number 8. I think number 7 was last week.
Jeez, it's like a weekly show.
Oh, wait. Wait, which one was the one where the guy was naked and he was getting the cat with a Cool Whip?
Yeah.
Is that 7?
What?
Yeah, that's number 7. I have that audio,
I don't know how
too.
They're going to top that one. I don't know how they're going to top that one. But, yeah, I guess it's 8 coming out this week.
I tell you, with these Dateline to Catch a Predators, they gotta do this. They got to find... I don't care if it's like an F-list celebrity or a D-list celebrity. They got to get a celebrity, yeah. Dude. I don't care if they base the whole thing on that one fucking guy. They got to get a celebrity.
Hmm.
Like Gilbert Godfrey,
Danny Bonaduce coming in there with a fucking a jar of mayonnaise.
Yeah, like that guy. Remember that guy from Ferris Bueller, the principal? I think he was in.
Oh,
that.
Yeah,
I think
Rudy.
He, oh,
he's in. He's in Deadwood now.
Is he?
Yeah,
he's still working.
Yeah, he's like 8,000 pounds.
Yeah,
they need to get Joe the policeman from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama.
Yeah, I have some Dateline audio. I don't know if Scott O can hear it on the phone now.
He's not going to hear.
Do the audio. The most feared words out of any man's mouth. I'm Chris Hansen, and I'm with Dateline NBC.
And I like pie.
I like pie.
Scott, you want to try to do the Dateline segment with us?
Yeah, let's do it. I don't know how we're going to do it, but let's do it.
Yeah, hopefully you can hear the audio. That's all I got to say. So,
can you play it? I can't hear it.
I got 2 clips. I got the naked guy clip. You want me to play the naked guy clip?
Oh, fire when ready.
All right, here we go. Naked guy clip from Dateline to Catch a Predator 7, everybody, from last week.
Decoy is playing the part of a 14-year-old named Cindy. She's talking to this man, Marvin Lackhan, screen name Crazy Trini 85. They met in an online chat room. Cindy tells him she's a virgin, and he sends her a picture of his genitals.
Which is standard, Scott, all right?
Oh, yeah.
The genitalia picture?
Crazy Trini 85 asks her if she'll try anal sex and adds, it's better than regular sex. Then he asks her if she has a jacuzzi.
I'm a you in there. And on your mom's bed?
Why not my bed?
That too. I'm a you in every room, so no matter where you go, you'll remember me.
Oh!
Next,
this guy's ambitious.
File transfer schlong.gif.
Funny comment, Scotto.
Well, first of all, they're not enunciating the LOLs properly, because if you read it, if you're watching it, they have LOL after everything. Like, the guy's actually laughing after he says it. I'm gonna fuck you in the ass.
Yeah, it's like a bad Japanese movie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I was getting rice cakes for father.
I'm going to make you use an anal douche enema. You're going to take an hour and a half shower.
All right, here we go. The clip continues.
He asks her if she has any pets. Cindy says she has a male cat. And you won't believe what Crazy Trini 85 asks next.
Can you guess, Scotto?
How long is the cat? How big is the cat's cock?
OMG?
Oh, man, this guy is a complete freak, dude.
You know what would be a huge turn-on for me?
What?
He wants to watch her perform a sex act on a cat. He says people do it all the time. They discuss it further on the phone, where he tells her they'll need Cool Whip. The decoy says she'll...
You need Cool Whip to bang a cat?
He wants her to give a feline reach around.
What does she want to do? What does he want her to do to the cat?
Yeah. I think he wants her to blow the cat.
Nice.
What?
Unbelievable. Can you do that?
I don't know if you can blow a cat.
Dude, cats are fucked up. They're like, you know.
Where's Gogan when you need him?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, that's fucked up. Like, even for Swedish people, that kind of shit is fucked up.
Yo, Scott, go ask your gay neighbor if you can blow a cat.
Hold on, I'll put him on the phone.
All right, the segment continues.
This is Eric. I can tell you how to blow a cat. Hold on. Oh, God.
All right, here we go.
Try it if he's willing to strip off all his clothes and walk into her house naked.
That's him right there. He's pulling in the driveway.
As we told you before, according to law enforcement, asking a suspect to bring or do something specific demonstrates intent.
There's like a green thing over the back door.
The decoy keeps talking to him as he walks up the driveway.
I'm going to find my cat quick, okay? Just strip in there and I'll be out with the cat.
All right, so the guy is fucking asking her to go get the cat.
Wow, this guy's got the thing for cats?
Yeah.
All right.
He's coming around.
Okay, yeah. Like, whatever you want. I guess totally naked because that was the deal, right? Whoa.
This is a man who apparently sticks to a deal. He walks in the back door, takes off all his clothes in the laundry room, and goes in search of the decoy.
Where are you?
Why did you say you're a thief?
Now, little do our viewers know, this gentleman works at PetSmart.
I made that because I'm going to Cool Whip. It was kind of a little surprise.
You want to explain yourself?
There he is. Here comes Chris Hansen. The guy's all fucking naked.
All right.
Oh, grab that fucking towel.
Dude, he got naked in the laundry room. If you watch the special, he got naked in the
laundry room. Yeah, I watched it. It was an Indian guy. I think I used to work with him in tech support.
Yeah. He got naked, dude, and then he was like on the fucking prowl, dude. He was on a mission.
He was on a scavenger hunt.
Yeah,
for
dude.
For fucking Nine Lives and Astroglide.
What are you doing? Making a mistake. Making a mistake. What is going on in your mind?
Absolutely nothing, dude.
I like cats.
Actually, I was hoping that girl was going to fuck that cat. That's what was going on in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking cat, Hello Kitty backpack. Why not? Dude, I love Chris Hansen because every subsequent episode he gets more and more into it like he's fucking Clint Eastwood. Hey, what do you think you're doing with that cat?
Here we go.
I know you're asking yourself a question. Can that cat lick my balls? Well, do you feel lucky?
You don't know. Now, what do you think would have happened, Marvin, had I not been here and had there actually been a 14-year-old girl in that next room?
Scott,
oh, what a good leg, motherfucker. Jesus Christ, why are you cock-blocking?
What would have happened after you walked in there naked?
Something probably would have happened.
Something like what?
Something along sexual lines.
Like you would have had sex with a 14-year-old girl.
And a cat.
And a fucking cat.
I'm not sure if I would have done
cat,
that.
A fucking cat, dude. Like, what is worse? I mean, I this is a bad question, but what's better to bang, a dog or a cat? Are you freaking out if you want to bang a cat?
I don't know.
Neither.
Let's be honest, though. I mean, we're going with the anal theme tonight. You tell how tight a cat's asshole is? That's friction.
Fucking cat.
What?
Like, even with, like, bestiality videos, you never see a cat thrown into
the mix. No, because the cat's got claws.
Yeah.
And
they're not very cooperative. They're very temperamental.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah, but...
Like, a cat can claw the shit out of you.
Yeah, you see, like, cows, you see horses, you see dogs. You never see a cat.
Listen, fucking a cow is like giving it a...
Screen name, giving him a Fluffy tick-tack. Lover, Nitty Nitty Kitty Kitty 69.
I like cats.
We asked him to pick up a tick collar.
Marvin, you're naked.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone all the way. I wasn't going...
You went all the way when you took your clothes off, just about.
Then I ask him about the plans he talked about online for the cat.
This is hysterical.
You know what would be a huge turn-on for me? What? Watching you blank him, meaning the cat. She says, I don't think I want to blank the cat. Would you for me? You're going to make this 14-year-old girl perform a sex act on a cat.
Yeah!
Was that your plan?
Yeah.
Why did you say it then?
I was just messing around.
I really wasn't serious about the cat. You gave her instructions about using Cool Whip.
On the cat?
Very specific instructions. I mean, I can only imagine what would have been going on in this house had
I
not.
And you should have let it.
Yeah, and you should have let it.
You cock blocker.
Way to get in the way.
Am I wrong to think that?
No, you're not.
So what's going to be happening if I'm not here? You're naked. There's a 14-year-old girl. You're chasing a cat around. You've got Cool Whip. and you want this girl to do some sex act with the cat, and then you'll have sex with her.
Oh, come on, Chris Hansen, connect the dots yourself.
Yeah, no, stating the obvious.
A fucking midget's going to ride in with a tricycle.
Then Crazy Trini 85 asks for some water.
Some water? I saw that.
This guy's
running around
completely
naked,
pretty, fucking right fucked up. I don't know where was this guy from, did he say? He was Middle Eastern or something.
Bangalore, India.
Have you ever met any young girls online? First time.
Yeah, this is first time.
He's met plenty of young cats.
I can tell you that.
The nearly naked man starts laughing.
So it's funny.
No, I'm just thinking it to myself that this would never happen again.
You know what's funny? It's funny,
he's
not Chinese,
it's
a cow with dead meat.
There's a whack-whack.
Pork fried rice by now.
The Chinese guy would have had her bang the cat. He would bang her, then they would eat the cat.
Your cat have nice juicy hind leg. Stir fry.
You have dog too?
Get out the wok.
Smorgasbord.
Oh, Misko trifecta.
All right.
So you're promising me right now that you'll never...
I'm promising myself that I'm not...
Hook up with a 14-year-old girl online, tell her to have sex with a cat, and walk into her house naked.
Not even under 19.
What an arbitrary number. Now, a 20-year-old with a cat, fuck yeah.
Yeah. I would never bang a girl under 19.
I'm promising that to myself, not even to you, just to... This is not...
You've never banged a cat.
Now he's about to find out that he just made that promise on national television.
Well, there's something else you need to know.
Oh, this is the best part.
Yeah, I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a story
on
adults who try to meet teens online. Now, if there's anything else you'd like to say about this predicament you're now in, we'd love to hear it.
Just trust me, it'll never happen again.
Yeah, right.
And if there's nothing else you have to say, then you're free to walk out that door where you stripped naked and walked in.
That is the audio, everybody, of the naked guy from Dateline's To Catch a Predator 7. Unbelievable.
Oh, I can't wait until Catch a Predator 8, man. Those make my night. The look on those people's faces, I'm Chris Hansen. I'm at Dateline NBC. Oh, motherfucker, I'm just going to jack off a cat.
You know what's next? Next, it's going to be like Dateline Predator Tokyo Nights.
Yeah, they got to go to like Brazil and stuff. Dude.
Right.
Take it out of the country.
Dateline Predator Chinatown. Like the CSI spinoff.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there'll be like seven of them. You know, Law and Order.
Yeah,
I got, you know, you got to hand it to them. They found a formula. You know, like Maury, he's got his paternity tests. Man, Dateline is on something, man.
Right. I'm just amazed they keep catching people.
Yeah, right? And it I've noticed that in all these new episodes, there's at least one or two guys that are like, oh, yeah, I saw the first one, right, man.
I think all this shows is that pedophiles do not watch NBC.
I think in The Catch a Predator 6, one of the guys said that Chris Hansen did good work.
Yeah.
As he's getting caught.
They must all watch Fox.
Yeah. Retarded.
Yeah, exactly. You know, people in marketing at NBC like, you know, we're just not hitting the pedophile demographic.
That's right. The not pedophile channel.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Classic shit.
Scotto's a big fan of the Dateline Predator stuff.
Huge fan. Can't tell you how much of a fan I am. God damn it. Even beats hanging out with my gay neighbor, Eric.
Does he still stalk you?
You know, actually, I haven't seen a whole lot of Eric. I do have a new neighbor, though, Subwoofer Sammy, right across the hallway.
Oh.
This kid bumps his subwoofer 24/7, man, and I haven't gotten a good night's sleep since.
Is it good music, at least?
No, he's some fucking wigger. God, just constant...
What is he playing, Paul Wall?
Oh.
No, it's a lot of Sean Paul Temperature. I just want to murder this motherfucker.
You know what you do? Get it like a Public Enemy CD and like walk it over and be like, for the love of God, will you please play this?
Yeah, I tell you what I am going to do. I'm going to slap. I have a sticker here. I'm looking at it right now.
It says lunaticradio.com. I suck. I'm going to slap it on his front door.
Nice.
There you go. Do it, Scotto.
Do it. Come on, seriously.
Picture of it and mail it to you guys.
And
seriously.
Then, get a tape of Manilow when he sings, I write the songs that make the whole world sing.
That's right.
And loop that.
Hey, speaking of which, hold on. That's actually a good segue. Remember when I sent you guys an email tonight, or email this afternoon, and I said tonight's the night that Rod, I think it was Rod Stewart, that song.
Right.
Tonight. Anyway, I don't know why, but I was looking up the lyrics, and this ties in nicely with the Dateline to Catch a Predator. The lyrics in Tonight's the Night, one of the verses goes, don't say a word, my virgin child, just let your inhibitions run wild.
Whoa! We're going to have to get a copy of that song.
Rod Stewart, Dateline 9.
Yeah.
There it is.
I think we should send a little letter to Dateline, say, hey, focus in on Rod Stewart.
Don't say a word, my virgin child.
That just big cranium he has.
Run wild.
He's a blockhead,
and then
isn't
the
he?
The next line is, the secret is about to unfold upstairs before the night's too old.
No.
Tonight's the night. Dateline gonna catch your ass all right.
And you know, he was like 42 when he wrote that song.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a burning in his nether regions for little kids.
Burning.
What else you got, Scott? You're playing the Comedy Zone from the 25th to the 31st this month, everybody.
Yeah, I'm actually, I got a bunch of stuff coming up, a bunch of one-nighter stuff, but July 12th to the 15th, I want to plug. July 12th to the 15th, the Comedy Zone here in Charlotte. I'm opening up for Tony Rock. Not quite Kid Rock or Chris Rock, but Tony Rock.
Tony Rock, Chris Rock's brother.
Tony Rock is, Chris Rock's brother.
Wow. Look at
that. Rock. It's going to be a blast. It's going to fucking kick some ass.
You're moving up in the world there, Scotto.
Sweet.
Little by little. Little by little, man.
Any more?
You guys have Arby's up there? I'm sure you do.
Arby's, right?
We did.
Have you seen their new little promotion inside the store? It says, if you felt you received great customer service, please ring the bell. There's a big fucking brass bell.
Oh really? Like a gong?
It's huge. So anyway, I don't think they really thought this thing through or anyone's actually used it. I tried it out, and man, they get fucking pissed off. Like, I got greeted with a smile. The girl goes, can I take your order, please? And I get curly fries. And so anyway, I eat my lunch, and on my way out, I go like fucking Jim Florentine from Crank Gang. Just, I got great customer service. Clang, 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 clang.
Didn't like that?
No. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Please leave. Thank you. We get it. Thank you.
Well, why put the bell there if they don't want you to ring it?
I don't know. I have no idea. It must be a Southern thing because they also have one where at the drive-thru it says, if you felt you received great customer service, please honk your horn. But again, they didn't think this one through because it's right where the people exit the store. So as I'm pulling out, I got great customer service. people like walking right in front of you.
Yeah. All right. So there you go, Scotto. Arby's.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I got one obscure impression I want to do for you guys before.
All right. Here we go.
Before your car crashed me.
Is it a Eudora Welke?
No. This is for all the XM listeners. All right.
Okay.
Ready? Here we go. Hello, fucker fans. This is Andres Cantor with a World Cup update.
I get it. I'm probably the only
one,
too. Only
18 days to go to the World Cup FIFA.
That's the goal guy.
Yeah. There's a commercial on XM Radio that repeats over and over.
Yeah, that's the guy who yells goal for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like, exactly. The game's over and he's still yelling?
Mm.
He hits the air horn. He loves that fucking air horn.
All right, Scotto.
Tonight's the night, my virgin child.
All right, ScottoSajcik.com. Oh, no, Osajcik.com.
Yes.
Osajcik.com. MySpace.com/ScottoS.
Scotto Sajcik, comedian extraordinaire from North Carolina, everybody, taking over the world.
Stay off Dateline.
Stay off
Comedy
Dateline.
Starlet.
Yes.
Comedy twinkle.
He's an up-and-comer.
All right, dudes.
All right, Scotto.
As always, my pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Take care of yourself.
Scotto.
Later.
All right, you too, man. Peace.
Peace. Scotto Sajcik, everybody.
So,
all right, so we'll do a break. We'll come back. We got some funny internet clips to play for everybody. Got drunk calls and a whole lot more on the LunaticRadio.com show. Back right after this.
Turn the microphones off this time.
Hey, this is Tom Jones from Illinois, and I am LunaticRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ray, and I invite you to join myself and Jen, the Asian sensation.
Welcome to Sport Buffet.
On the Sports Buffet, we talk a little sports.
T.O. should give Mike Vanderjack an angry dragon.
Talk a little reality television.
I'd reinstate the lingerie bowl.
We talk about whatever's going on in our lives.
They used to call me the Speedy White Sauce. What do they call you now?
Portly.
And don't forget, we've got the white trash news. Bars and nightclubs in London and other British cities have begun using vending machines that sell sex toys. Listen to the Sports Buffet live Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at tpsradio.net.
Lunatic Radio.
This is what you do. You go on MySpace, right?
Yeah.
And you find some girl who looks a little whorish, who lives in the state that you're in. Yeah. You don't go with the girl who's got the glossy, like, professional porno star picture. You got the girl who looks like, you know, she only has, like, 16 friends and she has, like, right, low self-esteem.
Right, right.
Then you go on and you read her little bio about herself. And whatever her dream is, you send her an email and tell her that you think she can achieve it.
Alienating people since 1979. You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Oh, Nick and Bonus placed himself in pie.
Bitch pie.
Banged in the pie.
Now back to the show. Chug, 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 chug.
It is the Jägermeister love song. Psycho Stick, everybody.
Me and Ronnie give you a little heart attack.
All right, Ron. Jesus. All right, everybody. It's LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Yeah, stop screaming into it.
Can we please?
Yeah. What are you talking about? We're having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're redlining.
You're the Kieran's the no fun guy.
Yeah, no, I'm saying you're redlining.
Whatever.
Let's keep it simple.
I'm sure the listeners don't like when they get blasted out.
For like one second.
Oh, well.
Jeez. They'll just step away.
All right.
Step away from the microphone.
Yeah. All right. That was Psycho Stick.
That was fun.
Back from break, everybody. Thanks to Scott O'Cedric.
Scott O!
We got to play this because we did the Dateline thing last segment with Scott O'Cedric. One of our listeners put together a rocket remix to the Dateline thing. It's I guess it's a little compilation. If Rocket got caught by Chris Hansen.
That's him doing the O-face?
It's kind of funny. Who is the... Oh, John Maz. John Maz, yeah. 84 on the message board. Put this on the LunaticRadio.com message board. It's funny as hell. And I figured we play it on
this
the show.
Great.
Kudos, my friend. Kudos.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Here we go. This is if Rocket was caught by Chris Hansen on Dateline's Catch a Predator.
And all from audio last week.
This 49-year-old man and the teenager talking to him have never met before. He probably believes she's the 15-year-old he's been chatting online with for the last week and a half.
It's a huge place.
Hey, I just had to change my shirt real quick, but just come in and watch some TV. I'll be right there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's awesome.
What he doesn't know is she's really a 19-year-old actress we hired to be a decoy. And he has just walked into a Dateline hidden camera investigation.
What kind of alcohol did you bring?
Naked chicks, get beer.
Did you bring condoms?
Mm-hmm. Hey, why don't you have a seat right over there?
Uh-oh.
Come on in over here. Have a seat there. You want time to finish your cookie, or?
I don't know.
What are you doing here today?
Yeah.
You know, I have the transcript.
No, we were kind of just hanging out, which is fine. It wasn't like, it was just impromptu. We weren't really, it wasn't planned or anything. Just kind of, eh.
And how did you meet her?
Yeah, role playing, man.
Yeah, come on, it's like an RPG.
You act like I should know that.
Yeah, you're Chris Hansen.
And what role were you playing?
playing exactly?
Like so many of the men who walk into this house, the man sits and answers questions. He can't figure out if I'm the girl's father or a police officer. And remember, he has no idea he's being videotaped.
Wow, I love that.
Then I remind generic white male that Jolanda told him she was 15.
No. What?
Those words of wisdom won't help him this time around. Online, she typed her age, 14, female, South Florida. And he said, what would your parents say about you talking to someone as old as me?
You think I look old? That little thing. It's probably the same penis picture, too. My underscore dick dot JPEG.
Doesn't deny he sent the picture, but does he know it's a possible crime?
We could tell, but I was wondering if it, if legally...
What are you, a defense lawyer now?
Got an April, a couple hookers. Now we want a little, like, nightcap.
At one point during the chat, he gets on his webcam and masturbates. Did you see it? The decoy says, not really, too dark, and he types back, shoot, and then brags about what he had just done.
WTF, OMG! All the kids are doing it, LOL. That was a lot. I could never do what she does. Hey, homosexual.
You gonna put my in your mouth?
Yeah, I don't think we should.
So you're an expert in this area.
We can do it? Come on!
Awful.
How's it taste?
It's horrible.
Yuck.
Yeah. See?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I love it. Yeah. What?
I'm Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC.
He doesn't run when he sees the cameras. Instead, he decides to give any potential predator this advice.
It's just, you know, it's kind of funny. It's like, if you could just, like, put your hand over her face, it's great.
As he heads out the back, he stumbles off the porch right into the arms of the Fort Myers Police Department.
Come on, police, get down here.
I write this.
I didn't do nothing wrong. I was
So there you go, everybody.
Three at a time.
Who did
right
that?
There.
That's nice.
John Maz.
On the board.
Oh, John
Maz,
84, one of
that
our
was
listeners.
Awesome.
It's on the message board.
Dude, that guy's, that's talent.
Holy
yeah,
that cow.
Was funny as hell.
I don't know where he's from, but man, that's great. Dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was funny
God.
As hell.
John said he spent like 10 to 15 hours.
Yeah, dude, that was serious.
That's more than Kira spent three in the past 3 years.
I know, really.
Dude, to think
that was a little Rocket Rex going...
Yeah, I do nothing but make sounds.
Yeah.
To think somebody would do that for you, that's I appreciate that, man. And it was fucking hysterical.
That's better than like 99% of the stuff we do.
It was good stuff, man. Definitely. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, instant classic.
Yeah.
And that's us, dude. Like,
my underscore dick dot gif.
Make that many noises?
I know, really.
Grunts.
Shit, it was fantastic.
Idiots.
Put my hand over her mouth. What? Say
yeah.
That?
Yeah, that's what I kept trying to think. I'm like, what the hell is he talking about?
Hoot.
I was too busy staring at Pam's underwear.
Yeah.
Whoa, Pam showed her underwear in the chat room?
Yeah, she did.
Son of a
bitch. girls are doing that girl thing, you know, as we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
They start to get in their little, like, their little huddle, and they start doing things together.
Yeah, we have, like, 5 girls that listen to the radio show, and they all want to, like, bang each other.
Yeah.
But they all live in, like, different parts of the country, so they can only do it via webcam.
So, yeah, so they have video
they
sex.
Usually do it in our chat room.
Yeah.
That's
Pam, come on, show me your underwear again. Come on, I missed it.
They're like red with like white dots or something. They're colorful.
Jeez.
They actually have a pattern, so to speak.
Pam's underwear has a pattern.
Yeah, there's like a pattern to them. It's not just like, you know, it's not a solid color. They're like red with dots or something.
Red with dots.
Yeah, I think little bunnies.
Little bunnies.
Ooh, bunnies.
I think they're little bunnies.
Little bunnies are cute. Let's
yeah.
see the bunnies.
That's right,
little,
bunnies. Let's see the bunnies.
Little bunnies on the bum bum.
Yeah. Yeah. What could be cuter than little bunnies on your on little bunnies on your bum?
Do it for the lunatics.
On your bum.
As we wait to see Pam B's underwear, funniest internet clip of the week. Here we go.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind. So we'll hear about that coming
okay.
up.
Okay. As we head to the break, a look at the 6 o'clock.
That is from a newscast. It's an old clip, but it's making its rounds around the internet.
And it's viral.
It's a lady like a gay is like a, some sort of disease that prevents people from doing stuff.
Like, why would you make a story about the dude who climbed, the gay guy who climbed Mount Everest? Like, big deal. You know what I mean? How's that? You know? Listen, you know what Sir Edmund Hillary was into?
Let's do it again.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind. So we'll hear about that.
Why would you even get that mixed up?
I don't know.
It's not like she's like, he's deaf. Oh, no, wait, he's blind. Like, you can understand that. But how do you get gay from blind?
She's a lizzie.
I don't know. It's just one of those, like, she was in a fog reading the teleprompter.
Maybe she was like, I'm really, maybe that somebody in the teleprompter screwed up.
Yeah. Maybe she doesn't like gay. Yeah, right?
Oh, you know, it's like this.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
That was great with
what?
The
what? Yeah. Maybe she had a Freudian slip, you know? Maybe she sent this, meant to say, you know, his mother.
Yeah. Wow.
Eek.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, gay guys are not good climbers.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's too cold up here. Brr. Cold. It's
chilly.
Look at my nippy. Skin.
It's nippy.
I'm going to, my skin's going to all dry out.
And chapped.
Yeah.
Chafing.
I'm chafing in the most God awful of places.
This wool is itchy.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me, he's blind. So we'll hear about that.
Okay, as we head to the break, I'll look at the
okay, you bitch. Shut up.
Yeah, you know, he's going to be like, I'm married.
gay.
Why are you looking at me when you said that?
Yeah. Like, I'm blind, but I'm staring at you right now. I'm giving you the, you know, the fuck you eyes.
I got another news clip of a rapping traffic lady.
Oh, this.
Now, this is on the, I was on a newscast, and a traffic lady was rapping the traffic report.
On purpose?
I think
so. Yeah, she was, like, trying to be all not white.
Here we go.
Jenny has traffic.
All right, I'm all nervous, but here's my rap. All right, you're gonna have a good drive today. There ain't no problems on the major roadways. Looking at country club, things will look pretty good like Robin Hood. Now I'm moving across the triad, yo. It ain't too bad, no. Now things look nice on 68, and I know you ain't gonna be late. So that was your traffic wrap today. Man, let's get some weather from my weather girl.
Oh boy, Jenny, it's Weather Guy, by the way. That is
the newscast. Always gotta spice up the fucking newscast.
I love that.
That was brutal.
That was brutal.
She's like, it ain't gonna get no traffic today. And you're looking good like Robin Hood.
Paul?
Yeah.
Who in the what? Where?
I'm surprised she didn't like name some like obscure guy that like only, you know, so who knows. You're looking good like Joey Hood.
Joey Hood.
You know Joey Hood. He lives around the corner.
Yeah.
Rapping the traffic.
Wow. That's bad. Yeah. Like people just should see it's not a novelty. You shouldn't, you know, it's like guns. If you don't know what you're doing, don't play with it.
Yeah. That just shows you that no one pays attention to that goddamn traffic report on the news. Yeah.
Well, it's always like 10 minutes late. Like, you're like, oh, hey, the BQE's, you know, nice. Yeah. And then you get there and it's a parking lot.
And usually,
you're like, motherfucker.
And usually the guy does it so quick you can't even catch it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
right.
Shut up.
The only time it works out is when it's like something serious, when they're like, you know, the GW's, you know, closed down.
Yeah.
And, you know not to take the Cross Bronx or whatever. But, you know, other than that, I mean, it comes and goes so fast.
Yeah. I also have audio of a guy named Brandon Davis and Paris Hilton. And apparently these two were leaving a club in L.A. Last week. And this guy, Brandon Davis, who's like, I guess he's like a rich kid. Like his father owns like some oil company or something like that. Well, anyway, these two proceeded to just rip apart Lindsay Lohan's twat verbally.
Oh, like, wow. It's that kind of party.
Like, not on the sidewalk.
Just tear that bitch up.
Yeah, but apparently these two had some nasty words for Lindsay Lohan. So, here we go. Now, there's Brandon and Paris Hilton walking on the sidewalk. There's a bunch of paparazzi around them.
Sure.
Lindsay Lohan has got the stinkiest sweaty orange
anyone has ever seen. I haven't seen it. She wants me to see it, but it shits out freckles. It's orange and it smells like diarrhea.
Shits out pretzels?
Wait, hold on. Wait. Did he say it shits out freckles or pretzels?
I think he said freckles.
And then he said it's orange.
Yeah. He's a rich kid. He's not exactly a comedian.
And it smells like diarrhea. Is that what he said?
Scott Osechick.
Did he say her quad smells like diarrhea?
Yeah.
Cha-cha-cha.
You guys not playing with too much brain cells.
Yeah, like that hat.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my regular girl.
Hello, my twatty girl. Yeah.
Send me a kiss by wire. Maybe my heart's on fire.
Comes out. Takes him off stage.
Exactly. That dude from Showtime at the Apollo.
Yeah.
He comes dancing out.
What is that? Know? Sandman Sims?
Yeah, Sandman Sims.
Cha-cha-cha.
Yeah.
Take my wife, please.
And who would want to f*** her?
Who would want to fuck Lindsay Lohan?
Me.
There's three of us.
Yeah. I think he sounds like he wants to bang Lindsay's brother.
Joey Lohan?
Yeah, Joey Lohan.
No, you're not too bad.
How's it going, guys?
We don't care.
What?
And she's got a fire crotch, and all you guys would, of course, suck.
Is fire crotch good?
Fire crotch? I don't think a fire crotch is a good thing.
Yeah. Oh.
Listen, the day I'm taking advice from this, you know,
fucking guy.
You know what I mean? Like, give me a break.
Guys, step aside, please. You want to stop? Guys, step aside. Watch the car. Watch the car there, buddy. You dirty
This guy used to date that chick from the OC. What's the fuck's that girl's
Misha
name?
Barton?
Misha Barton.
All right?
The cunt.
Guys, watch step. What? Sorry, what's back?
I'm gay.
Embarrassing name to say. Lindsay Lohan, she's a fire frosh.
He keeps saying that like it's funny.
Yeah, like
that's
like,
all he has.
Yeah, she's got
doesn't
a
have much
crotch.
Material.
It's like, wait, is that bad or good? I know a lot of guys who dig fire crotches, but is that good or
the
bad?
The fuck is a fire crotch?
Maybe it's a West Coast thing.
Is that Hilton?
Yeah, is that her laughing? That's annoying as hell.
Yeah, that's
a cackle.
If you watch the video, Paris Hilton's like, you know, on the guy's arm, just like laughing, like, going along with the shit.
Dude, that's a cackle.
Would you bang Hilton?
Paris Hilton?
Yeah.
Yes, but I'd kick her out right afterwards.
Really? Tap, tap, tap?
Yes.
You're giving her the foot tap?
Yeah.
You gotta go tap, 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 tap.
Yeah.
Tap, 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 tap.
Hello, my lady. Hello, my darling. Get the fuck out of here.
You're doing the Sandman Sims to her. Out the door. Like, with the big, you know, with the big, like, Bo Peep hook. You know?
Yeah.
You're like, come on, let's go.
I do the eye thing to the door. Eyes to the door.
Yeah.
You, eyes to the
and
door.
And then when she when she asks you for, like, taxi money, you're like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
You have, like, $7 billion. You want money for a taxi?
Yeah.
How about this? Blow the taxi driver. You'll get a good ride.
Yeah.
Paris, what's the latest with you?
Guys. Okay. Lindsay Lohan? Would you f*** her? Would you f*** her? Just tell me the truth. Her dad's hotter than her. All right.
See?
Wait, what?
The guy said her dad's hotter than her.
Right. Joey Lohan.
Yeah.
Paris, what do you think of Lindsay?
Watch out. Watch the pole.
You have anything to say to Lindsay?
I like bowling ball.
We think she's a fire crotch. Or we know.
Are we going to the parking lot?
Is she a fire crotch because she's a redhead?
That's what I'm thinking.
I guess. I mean, I don't understand.
What is a fire crotch? Does that mean you have yeast infection?
I've never heard of anybody call it. I've heard fire bush, obviously. You know, and that's a redhead.
Redhead.
But he's calling her a fire crotch. And obviously, it's pejorative. So.
Ooh. Thesaurus.com?
Yeah, somebody. I'm lost now.
I don't.
Yeah. I'm stupid.
I don't understand.com.
Yeah. All right, so we'll go ahead.
So, obviously, I think he's saying that she has, like, some sort of disease that would makes the crotch burn.
Okay, here we go. Back to more Rich Kid, Brandon Davis, and Paris Hilton audio.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we don't think that we know. It's obvious. Red pubic hair comes from inside her. She's like an orange tree.
We have Hobbs has cleared it up for us. The fire crotch means herpes. Fire bush means redhead.
I like Osechik's
though. All right. She's a fire crotch. Scott Osechik, it's called clown pussy.
Watch out. Excuse me. This
guy's tie is so hot. If this looks like a fucking...
Brandon, please.
Hey,
Paris,
fire crush, please.
Can you blow me a kiss over here, Paris? Paris, can you blow me?
Paris, can you blow me? The guy went.
Wow.
Lindsay's movie bomb?
What's your name? Fire crush movie bomb.
Get in your car and I'll fall. Who? Fire what?
Fire crush.
Fire crush movie bomb.
Fire. I got you. Get in your car. Get in your car. She's gonna fall you out. Let's go. Fire wiener.
So you're saying you like Lindsay?
I think she's worth about $7 million, which means she's really poor.
What?
It's disgusting. She lives in a motel in New York.
Paris, you want to say anything to Lindsay if she's watching?
Henry.
Uh-huh.
Paris, what does your necklace say,
Paris? It's our last word, okay? We're going to leave, but Lindsay Lohan is a fire crutch. And she has freckles coming out of her and her is 7 feet long.
That was the best one.
All right, he made up with it. So she closed with a good one.
She's got China-itis.
Yeah.
And now, for people who are longtime listeners of the show, you will get that reference.
Right. Yeah, right. She has to go to Dr. 90210 and say, hey, doc, can you cut this off?
Right. Can you please get rid of the penis between my legs?
Yeah, my labia is at least 3 feet long. Cut it off for me, doc.
Yeah, there's no way fire crotch
Listen,
is a good
cut
thing.
Me, Mick. All right, rule number, I think we need to establish a rule real quick.
Rich kids are not funny?
Well, no. Any of us, do not get drunk and spout off in front of it reporters.
Yes.
Right? Don't do that. Ever. Because it'll be bad.
Ever.
Yeah.
This kid's just, I don't know, this Brandon Davis kid, he's just like a rich kid. That's all he is. Just a rich kid, I guess. I don't know.
And who apparently doesn't like the fire crotch.
Doesn't like Lindsay Lohan.
Her clitoris is 7 feet long. Her clitoris played center for the Knicks.
And she's a fire.
That's right. In the center out of Georgetown, Lindsay Lohan's clitoris.
Her clitoris is an NBA Hall of Famer.
That's right. Her clitoris got drafted in the second round. Had to play in Europe for a year.
The only player to block Manute Bol.
Her clitoris is averaging 2.5 blocks a game. Her clitoris had to get an extra long bed.
Let's do this.
Wow. Hey, while quick break, just shout out to Postal. She was showing the chat some good, so kudos to
some goodies.
Postal. We like goodies.
Some gun postal goodies.
So we like to.
I miss that.
You remember our comedian friend there, Rory Karf, did supposedly, at least attempted to do a lunaticradio.com night in North Carolina a couple weeks ago for Mother's Day.
Right.
Well, he left us a drunk call that night. Didn't get a chance to play it on last week's show, so here it is on this week's show.
Yo, what's up, you son of a bitch? Rory Karf, your favorite comedian, drunk as a skunk off my Jackson Diet Coke. Just got finished the big Mother's Day comedy extravaganza, and I am proud to say not one person from Lunatic Radio represented at all. I'm wasted. My parents had to drive me home. It was quite embarrassing. Flashback from the junior prom. But the show went well, even though nobody from Lunatic showed up.
Oh, thanks. I thought LKN Jedi was supposed to go to that thing.
Way to go.
I totally forgot to get my mom drunk call, but she was wasted. She's too busy giving out BJs to all the other comedians, because that's how she rolls. But she's here till Wednesday, so I'll see if I can get her to call in. Karen, she's right up your alley. She's 57 years old.
Hot.
And she's easy. Quite the MILF. All right, guys.
Yeah, we gotta get Rory's mom.
Talk to you later.
Oh, man.
Dude, Rory is fucking insane.
Well, he's gotta call in the show one day when he's blasted.
Dude, we gotta get him to come to New York. Yeah, that should be funny.
Dude, he's hysterical.
The guy's great.
His wife is funny as hell, too.
Oh, shit, she's great, too.
Yeah,
we gotta get him one day, though, when he's plastered on the air.
Quick update in the chat room. Somebody's showing some ass, and...
It's going postal.
Yeah, going postal.
Postal, and there was boobies.
And Pam did a little show.
Yeah.
We saw a little.
Yeah, we saw a little.
You missed it!
Fucking missed it again?
Yeah, Pam flashed the boobies.
He's too busy looking at John's video camera. Yeah.
Got a nice picture.
Too busy trying to conduct
the
show.
They're very nice.
They're very nice.
Wizard.
The beer wizard.
If the beer wizard can do some hocus pocus and rewind time so I can see Pam's underwear, actually, make it happen there, wizard.
We have more pressing issues. We need the wizard to abracadabra us a new lock for the door so none of the shit gets stolen.
Yeah.
Or else they're going to come down here and there ain't going to be no show.
Okay, I just saw Pam B's ass. Thank you. Did I see ass? I don't even know what part of the body that was.
You're so not used to the woman's anatomy, you had no idea what you saw.
I missed
gotta
that.
Love the chat room. If you're a DJ and you have a radio show, get a chat room with webcam so you can see the listeners.
Yeah.
And especially if you have girl listeners.
Can we do a post show tonight?
Sure.
If you want.
Yeah.
Why? You gotta start power jacking?
No, I just...
Can
you know,
I?
Like I can.
No.
I'm trying to,
that
you know.
That was the most, so serious, because you're like, you will.
Yeah.
I gotta say it. No. No.
I'm trying to, you know, bring the funny to the show, and I don't want to get distracted by the chat room goings on.
Okay. All right, what are we doing? We're doing a break?
And no!
Is Jenny calling
in? Wait, I think, is John's doing his abracadabra-ing.
Yeah, he's trying to abracadabra 30 minutes ago.
Right. Actually, he should abracadabra himself about 5 more inches.
He'll be our cute little midget wizard anymore.
No, he'll be like an average height wizard. And then he won't need such a big hat.
He should abracadabra himself a haircut.
But if he was taller, he wouldn't need a big hat. He could wear like a little hat. But now his hat's like 3 feet tall. He looks like an inverted ice cream cone.
The hat he's actually wearing is a painted thimble.
By the way, if you're not a regular listener to the program, none of this is funny to you.
I thought it was like a pillow cushion. Actually, I thought that cat that guy wanted to blow to girl had like snuck up behind John and like nested in his head. You know, every wizard's got like a little animal. He's got a cat that's like hanging around on his head. It's like, you go to try to cut his hair, and it's like a cat, really.
I think his little animal should be like a ferret or something.
Look at my ferret.
Ferret.
How are the kids? They were horrible.
He's like our Orko from He-Man.
What? Orko? You mean that fucking thing that with the O on his chest and no legs?
Yeah. What? Just Orko.
Orko.
All right.
Orko. Hey. Yeah, I think he abracadabra'd Rocket some laughing powder.
Yeah. All right, let's do a break.
All right.
I think Jenny's calling in.
Yeah, Jen,
we're going to do some drunk calls, too. So stick around. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Hey, this is JD from Kingston, Ontario, and I am Lunatic Radio.
Yo, what's up? It's Fat Jeff. Fat Jeff. Fat Jeff. Yo, bitches.
Yo, what's up, dipshit?
Yo.
Fat Jeff.
It's your belly, Fat Jeff.
It's fucking Fat
This is the Angry White Guy, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. We love boxes, boobies.
Lunatic Radio.
What happened? Did you see his
size head? Humiliating and degradating.
It's Lunatic Radio.
My pussy's on fire!
All right, here we go.
.com.
LunaticRadio.com.
Unbelievable. What's up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Man, if you missed the greatest break banter ever.
And now that's the break where the microphone should have been on.
I want to fuck Ronnie Beans and Joe's daughter at the same time.
Sweet. Ladies and gentlemen.
And I want to fuck you two at the same time.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I want to fuck you, Joe's daughter. You're fucking hot.
Ladies and gentlemen, our booking girl, Jenny Blowjob from Reno, Nevada.
She's drunk.
I want to make that happen.
Listen. Wait, batteries. Listen, on a wine bottle. That's a wine bottle.
Jenny has her bullet ready. She's going to stick it in some sort of a hole.
Oh, my hole. But wait, I want to fuck Ronnie Bean with a fucking White Castle in my hand, a Yankees cap on my head, and a six-pack of Coors.
Sweet.
That's what more could you want?
As homage to Fat Kev?
But have you seen, hey, I know you guys are guys, but have you seen some of the guys in our fucking chat room? They are fucking hot pieces of ass cock.
Ass cock is always good.
I want to fucking blow them all.
There's guys in the chat room?
Didn't even notice.
Even the foreigners.
I just see chicks and a wizard. That's
Listen,
about it.
Whatever you do, Jenny, do not break the wizard. We need him.
Yeah, please.
I don't... The wizard, he's a little guy, though.
That's like, what I mean. Don't break him.
He would have to stand up to eat my pussy because he's so short.
But don't,
and I'm so tall.
Do not injure the wizard.
The wizard is not much bigger than the Great Gazoo.
Fuck that. I'd abuse him. I'd grab the back of his head by his hair and go, fucking eat it and shut up. Don't even look at me.
Hey, Jenny, how many bottles of wine did you have tonight?
I had three bottles of wine. My easy piece keeps bringing them in and going, don't drink anymore, I love you, whatever.
What's going on?
I love you. That's and your cock.
Awesome.
Yeah. Whose cock do you love?
I love parts of your body.
Who? Who are you talking to?
This guy.
She's talking to her significant other.
Right.
No, I'm talking to my easy piece.
Oh!
And that's your bullet?
Oh, yeah. Here, listen. It said, Jenny, don't stick me in your mouth, you fucking dirty whore. And I said, no, Mr. Bullet, go in my pussy and shut up!
Fire! Yeah, why don't you fire that
and
one in
I
there?
And then I yelled, fire! Out my window, because I guess there's some Mexican guys right under my window listening. Whatever, go back! Can't even handle it.
Go back! Holy shit!
Try back across your back. I don't even give a fuck. I'm evicted. I'm sorry.
Where do I go?
Nowhere. Just let it go.
And we're back.
Yeah. Wow.
I just got arrested.
You got arrested?
I'm not even wearing clothes. It's like really hot in Nevada right now. I'm like in a panties and bra because I can't even speak English right now because I am fucking wasted.
Listen, Jenny, go to the closet and put some forage heels on right now.
Some what?
Some heels. Put some heels on.
Okay, god damn it. I gotta unplug the phone because the battery's dying. Because I talked to Kill Daughter earlier, and god, I want to masturbate to her voice.
Whoa!
Kill Daughter is one of
you
our
like
listeners.
That voice too. I like it too. I agree.
She is fucking the hottest piece of ass this size of the Mississippi.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Very well.
That encompasses a lot of states.
These heels. I can't even believe I'm in my closet.
Many a congressman.
That.
Wait, Jenny's in her closet, everybody.
Yeah, she's going to get a pair of shoes. Right. She knows I'm a shoe guy.
Just like Karen, I'm about to come out.
Wow, that was good. That was good.
You lose.
I just came out of the closet. My name is Karen McCann, and I'm Irish and gay.
Wow. Jesus. Fucking hammer.
Oh, I almost tripped.
Don't trip.
Over my pussy. Bad kitty. Bastard.
How
does that happen? Wow. Jenny, how big... Woo! Jenny, how big...
I fucking love this place.
Yeah!
Oh, wait, it's my computer room.
Jenny?
Yes?
How big is that labia?
My labia... Normal size. I'm not like a fucking... A steroid user. I once fucking ate this chick's pussy that had like a 5-inch clit.
Wow.
Wow.
Because steroids make you weird.
They do.
That's right.
That's deep.
They make like a giant... Oh, God, I want to run outside and yell fire so bad.
Oh, do it again.
Go do it. Go do it.
I can't.
Shut up.
Because my neighbors are underneath. Then fuck you. Go back to your country.
Oh, so you have Mexicans that live below you.
Yes.
No, they're
and
German.
They're good, but they don't speak English, and it really bothers me.
How's your lawn?
My lawn is mowed, bitch. I know, that is a fucking loaded question, unlike your dick.
Singer!
Zing, zing, zing.
That's right.
Zing, zing.
Jenny won, Kieran nothing.
I'm just letting her go. She's on fire tonight.
Kieran! What? Kieran!
Jenny?
But I want to fuck you. I don't want to cuddle.
Okay, Jenny. What's a fire bush?
It's a fucking redhead. But I like Firebush. I like chicks that are red on top and fucking dark on the bottom. I don't give a shit. I like pussy. Pussy's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. What's the silver
bullet,
though?
Rutherford Hills Merlot. Rutherford Hills and Napa Valley is the best wine on my pussy ever.
Throw the bottle out the door.
Jenny, what do you want to do to Ronnie Beans?
I want to fuck him down like a fucking champ. Yeah. God damn it. I love big guys.
I'll rock your world.
I want to rub his belly and feed him White Castle while I'm riding him and say, you like that? Yeah, it's a fucking... It's a case, bitch.
Yum, 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 yum. Yum, yum, yum.
Oh,
I want to punch him in the mouth.
What?
Why would you want to punch me in the mouth?
I don't know. I just like that.
Hey, listen, if you want to fight, we can fight.
I'll fucking fight you. I'll pillow fight you with beans.
Just know, you'll lose.
I know. I'm hoping so. I hope you'll pin me down and choke me out a little.
Yeah, whatever you're into.
So I can go, I like that. Choke me.
So you
can get all freaked out like most guys do and go, I can't believe I'm choking you. I don't even like that, Jenny. It's weird when a girl wants to be choked.
Whatever.
That's her. I had an ex-girlfriend who was into that sort of thing, so I've been there, done that.
I like it occasionally. Not for like 20 minutes where I'm like dead and like convulsing like in that movie The Art of War or whatever.
Right.
I don't even want that.
Yeah,
I just want like a little, you know.
Yeah.
It's like when I'm coming, I want to be like, oh no, when I'm coming on top and they put a belt around my neck and pull it back. Oh, so fucking hot.
There you go. Wow. You have Kieran. See, Kieran's stunned right now.
I know, because Kieran wants to cuddle on his futon in the living room.
That's right. Kieran wants to hear that you love him.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to hear
But
that.
I love Kieran. I would so suck him down like a champ, but he's like, I just want to be friends. Whatever. Friends fuck occasionally.
Sure they do.
Yeah.
See, Kieran would feel obligated to like ask you to marry him afterwards, though, or something.
Like, all right.
I know, and I feel obligated to deny him and say, just pull out your cock and shut the fuck up.
Jenny.
What?
Where's that silver bullet?
Wait.
Okay. Jenny's hammer.
This? You son of a bitch! You mean the silver bully on the table? Oh, my God!
What, did you just cut your arm off?
No, I just fucking sucked it. If you were a man,
Jenny,
you would know.
Jenny.
God damn it, Karen!
Jenny?
Get laid!
Jenny.
To all you lunatics out there, fuck Karen down like a fucking champ. Okay? Just ride his cock, finger his asshole, whatever you need to do. Just fucking do it. Because he will not get fucked down like a whore. He had a chicken dinner in front of him. What did he say? No, I'm not feeling like chicken fingers tonight.
What's going on?
The fuck?
Wow.
I'm fucking so annoyed. Because
hey, I'm
you
the gay guy. Remember me?
Time?
Everything I do is because I'm gay.
Huh?
Gay, gay, gay. I am gay. Everything I do, I am gay. Let me
gay,
see
gay,
you
gay.
Across the room with my man load onto the wall. God damn it.
I don't even know what she's saying. I'm just going to laugh. Jenny,
I just want
Jenny.
To see... What?
What are the chances of you standing on top of your dresser drawer, right? With the silver bullet
right?
in the correct position, and then shooting it.
Ding. You want to hear it go in?
Yeah.
I bet you do, because you don't get pussy enough, you motherfucker.
That always makes for
God
good radio,
damn it. What?
10 seconds of glory of me sticking my tongue in your throat.
You want to do it for us?
Okay, wait. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Want to fucking hear it, Karen? Here, listen. Okay, this is on the outside. This is on the inside. Oh. Oh. It's all the way up, and it's sitting on it. And this is on the dresser.
Sounds like a bunch of bees.
Did you hear it push out like a champ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I got muscle control, bitches. Muscle control.
You got some power there.
Sweet.
How about we run outside and yell the word fire?
I'm in a bra and stilettos and pants. Okay.
Or how about this?
My easy piece is gonna get mad. He's playing video games. Hi, easy piece.
Run outside and yell the word immigration.
Oh, I'm opening the front door.
Fire.
I'm opening the front door. You want to fight? I am naked. Want to fight? Good. Fire and go back home. LunaticRadio.com. Suck my dick.
Fire.
You're absolutely insane.
Have I lost my mind?
A little bit.
Sort of a little
bit.
You
still want to fuck me?
Sure.
Yes.
Why not?
Yeah.
See? He still wants to fuck me.
I think I would have to, like, shoot you with a tranquilizer first, though.
Take her down.
Yeah, take her down.
Tranquilizer. I like drugs. Give me some drugs. Give me.
You're going to have to shoot her to calm her down.
I'm just really drunk. I took Vicodin and Soma.
Okay.
It's a nice combination.
Yeah, right. Wow.
My evening is fantastic.
Sure. What planet are you on?
I'm on the I Get Laid planet, Karen. I'm sure you're not aware of that place.
Somebody get her on that one. That was bad.
I'm on the I Suck Fox and Get My Pussy Eaten Like a Champ planet.
All right, Jenny.
Nice.
Well, you have fun with your alcohol.
No, don't you leave me. Don't you even try to hang up, you motherfucker.
Why?
You got me on this line. We're going to talk for a minute.
Okay.
We have Karen, been for 15.
Karen.
Yes.
Will you just admit you're gay?
I'm not gay.
I just want you to yell to the world, I am not gay.
I am not gay, world.
What?
You know, this is like...
Rockets Chops get laid more than you do!
That's true.
Hey, listen, Rockets Chops get laid more...
And fucking Ronnie Beans' belly gets more pussy than you've seen in like 10 years.
418?
414? I don't know.
Chicks dig the belly.
I don't know, answer. Jenny, somebody else is
whatever. Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Who's this?
This is Hobbs.
Oh, Hobbs. Always cool.
Is Jenny still on the line?
I think so. Is she?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Throw on the line.
All right.
Jenny.
No, wait.
Hold on.
You guys like Jenny?
No, wait. I'll tell you. Shut up.
All right. Hobbs is joining us from 9mm Solution. We're throwing her on the phone with Jenny.
She hung up.
Jenny, you're very crippled, Hobbs.
Jenny hung up, Hobbs. You ruined
it. Jenny, call back if you hear us.
Karen, she was getting you so damn good.
I know.
One thing just struck me so much. She sounds like... Do you remember the movie Private Parts with Howard Stern?
Yes.
Uh-oh, here we go.
She reminded me of the weather chick. She's like, it's cold. Damn cold. But not as hot as your butt's going to be after I'm done whipping it, you son of a bitch.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Woo! Woo! All right.
All right, Hobbs.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Yo, hey, Hobbs.
Yeah.
That was too easy.
That was easy.
I even saw it.
I got him back for net last week.
He hung up on you last week?
Oh, man. Bad, too. He got us bad. All right, so that was Jenny Blowjob, and Hobbs threw that bit into a tree.
So look at this. There it goes. Yeah. Let me see what I can do with this.
That bit just slipped on some leaves and did a little 96 mile an hour.
You just gave that bit
slam into a fucking oak tree.
Honestly, though, like, way to reference a movie that hasn't been out in 10 years and nobody saw it when it was out.
All right. Hobbs,
hey,
a good guy.
That reminds me of that scene like in like Water for Chocolate.
All right. Well, Jenny Blowjob was on fire.
Oh, Jenny, hey. You're around. Call back.
Hey, Hobbs, are you there?
No, I got rid of him, remember?
How about I hung up on you, you bitch? Yeah. I got you.
That's right.
You are mine.
Wow.
I will own you. Luke, I'm your father, and I'm gay.
What is he doing wrong?
I don't know.
I was just like, I felt bad for the guy.
I know. I did too.
It's like he was sinking in the quicksand. We're just like, we can't do anything.
Yeah, you know, Hobbs gave the setup for that joke, and I was actually kind of rooting for him.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, please don't bomb.
Come on, come on. You can do it. You can do it. It was like, Then he had to do the fake Japanese laugh.
No.
You've insulted my family.
All right, let's do some drunk calls because we got a bunch.
Yeah, speaking about drunk.
El Fosto, everybody, one of our listeners, sent this one in.
The prick, or douchebag.
I thought it was El Frosto.
It's Frosto. Tonight?
Are you going to fuck Justin? Seriously, are you going to fuck Justin tonight? Are you going to fuck him or are you going to fuck him? No, say lunatic regular cop.
LunaticRadio.com.
LunaticRadio. El Frosto, whatever his name is. He is doing an impression of LKN Jedi in his obscure, or what is it? What is it called? What's the phone call bit called?
Oh, yeah, like awkward situation.
Awkward phone call bit.
Yeah.
You're
such a faggot. But seriously? Holy crap, but seriously.
Okay. What?
What happened?
I don't know.
Who's
back?
You suck!
All right. Jenny Blowjob. Do we need a Jenny Blowjob drunk call?
Sure, it's a little nightcap.
Hi, everybody. It's Saturday, and this is Jenny Blowjob. No, it's really Jenny. Hi, Job. Hi, Job. I had something really funny to say. Oh, okay, ready? Here we go. Karen's Deck once was the opening band for Sonic Youth. They played in Portland together. I don't know why that's so funny to me.
Neither do I. Okay, Kill Daughter.
What was that? What band?
Sonic Youth?
You shot who in the what now?
My dick opened for Sonic Youth back in 93, I think.
Really? Wow. Yeah. That's not funny.
I'm not, yeah. Oh. I don't want to ruin it. Jenny killed before. I don't want to ruin it with this call. The next one we got is LKN Jedi, everybody. Here we go.
I love Lunatic Radio. Like Fat Kid, Kev, Love, Court Light.
Fakuf.
I love Lunatic Radio, like Ronnie B's, Love, White Castle.
Okay.
I love LunaticRadio.com.
Like a Fat Kid Loves Cake.
Love the Sideburns.
That's right.
And most of all, I so love LunaticRadio.com, like Kieran loves Chicken Fingers.
Okay, and Jedi out.
Seacrest out. Seacrest gay.
That was creative.
Can we call him Lincoln Jedi? Because it's too many words. Just LKN Jedi. It's too many.
Change your name.
Yeah.
Just call it like Jedi.
Yeah. It's fine. No, we should Lincoln Jedi. Lincoln Jedi. Like Lincoln Park.
No.
The next one we have is NorCal
Lincoln
Logs. James. Lincoln. NorCal James. This is a new caller. NorCal James. I believe he's from California.
Ooh,
here
okay.
we go.
Apparently this guy from a cafeteria.
This guy is definitely at some sort of bar or club. Here we go.
I don't know if this is working. Hello. This is NorCal James. I'm in a bar in East Bay, California. Hold on. I'm gonna try, that fake, not lyric call. Hold on.
Hey friend, come over. We're having hot sex. Bye. And a hot orgy with your boy. All right, bye.
Okay. And have you ever heard of Lunatic Radio?
Yeah, that's us.
Have you ever wanted to be on the radio?
Yeah, have you ever wanted to be on the radio? Can't speak English. But you're hot, and we're having a hot sex.
Wow, he tried the phone call bit.
Wow,
did it good.
I guess, yeah,
it worked out.
Yeah, did he say he was part of the show? Was that the angle?
I don't know.
That chick to talk about sex.
I don't know.
Wow. It was interesting.
RCJ, Race Car Johnny from Maple, Florida. Here we go.
What's up, bitches? RCJ, I'm out off of Fort Myers Beach, watching the. Got some boat races going on. Drinking some sangria or something my sister bought. It's pretty good stuff. It's a Kool-Aid. Got the Aaron C show today. Pretty cool shit. Some jets.
RCJ's always doing something. He's at some concert. He's at a club. He's at a race.
Busy man.
Always doing stuff.
And shit like that. Smoke some reefer. Drink some alcohol. Peace.
All right. This next one is Rocket's Right Sideburn. Okay, here we go.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is Rocket's Left Sideburn calling in. Got my own cell phone on page or two. I'm fucking calling up to set a few things straight right here on this LunaticRadio.com show. First off, Rocket brings the fucking funny.
That's right.
Because you know what? I am the funny sideburn. I sit in his ear all show with Bryn, say this, say that, he says it, it's a hit, it's a win, as you guys like to call it, which, by the way, I coined. The right sideburn is a fucking pussy, and lately Rocket's been listening to that little minge and trying to, come up with the funny lines his own way. No, I'm the funny, he's the businessman. Right side business, left side funny. We all know this. But just lately, I don't know what's gotten into Rocket. He's been listening to this other fucking punk right there. And if I had a long enough follicle, I'd kick his ass. I'd bitch slap the other sideburn. Frankly, he's getting on my nerves. I want to go out. He wants to stay home. He talks his way into staying home. I want to, get a little something. He blows it for me. Every fucking time this right sideburn pisses me off. And, I wasn't about to get into this, but you lunatic listeners should know that. You always say, oh, Rocket Sideburns are the greatest. Oh, Rocket Sideburns rule. Oh, I wish I was a third sideburn. No. We need to set the record straight. You want to be me, the left sideburn. The right sideburn, pussy hair. Basically, pussy hair on the face in a rectangular fashion. Me, I'm the fucking man. I'm the shit. And I just want to shout out right now and let the right sideburn know that I'm gunning for you. I see you in a dark alley, I'm kicking your ass. I catch you looking at me funny, I kick your ass. Anything, I'm going to kick your ass. Just remember like 5-6 years ago, Rocket's hair started pissing me off, I got rid of it. I fucking snuffed that shit, I got rid of it. I'll get rid of you, right sideburn, too, so don't fuck with me. Left out.
Left out?
That's pretty good.
Look at
man.
That. Left Cyber checking in.
There you go.
He went out the other night. I guess he got a little tipsy and called
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
This next one, Stud Muffin Rob. Here we go.
Hey, what's up, Stud Muffin Rob? Fucking calling drunk call hotline because I'm fucking shit face right now. I fucking woke up and I smell like queef. And
I what? He smells like queef. Wow, that's not a good odor.
No.
I dirt all over me and walk around in my underwear. So I thought I'd fucking call you trying to find my way home right now. I just thought I'd share that with you right now. So fucking, I'll talk to you later, bitches. I'm fucking gonna try to get some pussy tonight.
That's smelling like queef, you know.
Fucking full of condoms. I got a dime of weed. And I got all this shit. Alright, bye.
And another one from Stud Muffin Rob.
Whoa!
Hey, hey, what up, Lunatic Radio? This is Muffin Rob.
Good evening.
This is for Kiernan. I was watching American Pie, and I thought about you, Kiernan.
Oh. All right, hold on. I don't want any dudes thinking about me when they're watching anything.
And the guy couldn't get laid. That's his friend, what sex is like. There's a sticking your dick in the apple pie.
I don't want anyone talk, any other dude talking about my hammer. Rule number two.
Wow.
So I thought maybe if you stick your dick in warm apple pie,
what?
You may get that warm, tingling feeling in your dick.
You're got a buddy.
Dude, I'm thinking. I'm thinking this guy's like not too proud of this call.
No, he's not.
He's just like right now, like whoops.
You know, that's one of those like I had a little bit too much to drink, and I probably shouldn't have said that.
Probably, yeah, that was an impulse. Yeah,
but it was like as he was hitting the end button, he's like, shit.
Click. I just made a 20-second phone call about Kieran's cack.
What am I doing?
Like, you know, I probably shouldn't have said that out loud. You know, like with the, you know, maybe you should just stop talking.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Kieran, I was watching this movie and I thought about you.
Yeah, that's fucking creepy, yeah, okay. Man.
Wow.
Dude, I was watching this movie. This guy put his cock in a pie and I thought about you.
Yeah,
man.
You know, you and some apple pie.
Maybe you should do that.
On the one hand, you're like, oh, you know, he's trying to hook you up. You know, on the other hand, a little creepy.
I want to bang food.
Well, that he thought that you banging a pie was a good idea.
Yeah, it helped me out. Thanks.
He's thinking about it.
Like, you know, that's one of those you wake up the next day and you're like, oh, shit.
Don't.
That's going to be on the radio. Yeah,
that's the last time I'm drinking whiskey.
You wild turkey. Kill Daughter. I believe she was at Walmart. Ooh, and she voice. Called us. Here we go.
She got drunk at Walmart.
Hello. This is Katie, and we are walking through Walmart. Just got out of the bar, and yeah, crazy bitch was there again. And Trent, he's cracking his knuckles. I think he's going to kill somebody.
Trent Dilfer?
I'm sorry, Trent. I could have saved you, but I couldn't. Yeah, I know she was nuts.
Hey, over here.
Not that you're nuts. No. Did you think it was in your nuts or on your nuts? Yeah, well, thankfully, Trent took her home, and I actually think that it's probably the worst thing he could have done, but... Drop her off in the middle. Well, actually, I'm certain that he drops her off in the middle of nowhere. He'd find a way back to Trent. If he gets snitched, he gets scratched. Like, oh, Trent! Oh, my God! Oh, Jesus Christ. Wait a minute. She's the kind of chick when you cannot drink her suit.
Planker.
Anyway,
you take forever to say nothing.
Okay. Bye.
And we're back.
And we're back. Check of traffic.
Yeah. There seems to be a cow loose on the Cross Bronx Expressway.
Thank you, Killed Order, for the funniest drunk call
ever.
I'm very proud of Killed Order.
Wow.
Next time you go to Kmart, call us.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
I gotta hear that again. Gotta hear that again.
Did you actually hear what she was talking about? Oh, thank God. I'm fucking sweating.
That's bad.
I was watching her on the webcam just giving us the finger the entire time.
Oh, God. Killed Order, that was great.
You
we
rock.
Love you, Killed Order. That's the only reason. You know the rules.
Yeah.
Outer circle, we make fun of. Inner circle, we're nice. Inner circle, you get destroyed.
That was funny.
Oh, man.
Oh my God,
dude! I didn't even know what she was doing. What was she doing?
She just kept going.
I don't know. She kept going and going, going, going.
You take forever to say nothing. Oh man. Okay. What is it time for? Oh, wow, we're over by 5 minutes.
We're not over. We don't have a timer. He doesn't care.
Alright, let's do well, Ronnie Beans, do you have any comments?
Wizzle.
Yeah, well actually I'm a little bit this cent and a half tax that they've got.
Well, I do have one more thing. I have audio of a wife of a news story of a wife who ran over her husband with their SUV, but the husband was in a bank at the time.
So she ran into the
bank
with the car.
And hit the
husband. Is this another Killed Order clip?
Oh, well, it's a plenty of audio. Here we go.
A building lobby becomes the scene of a domestic dispute and a bad case of road rage. And it was all caught on surveillance video. Ooh. Police say 30-year-old Brenda White crashed her SUV into this Salt Lake City office building Wednesday afternoon and ran down her husband. The couple, currently going through a divorce, had been seen arguing earlier that day. Then around 5 o'clock, witnesses saw the man running through the parking lot, his wife chasing him with her SUV. He darted into the building and she drove in after him, hightailing it down a hallway and through the lobby, eventually hitting her target.
The husband has a serious injury to his leg. She actually had some minor injuries from breaking glass.
Witnesses say White then backed up, possibly trying to hit her husband again, but bystanders managed to calm her down. Police now hope to put the brakes on this real-life War of the Roses. White was arrested and charged with attempted murder.
Unbelievable, right? That's pretty funny.
She couldn't have waited for him to like come out of the bank. No,
she was like chasing him around with the SUV all day. Like, come on, motherfucker.
Yeah, step out of the traffic.
Across
parking
the lots.
Street.
That's funny, dude. Yeah, so that was my wacky news clip of the week. Yeah, that's about it. That's all I got. I'm out of stuff. So let's do the hotties of the week and get that out of here on the lunaticradio.com show.
Let's get out of here. It's time for lunaticradio.com.
If you're listening to chat room, start posting your hotties.
Hotties.
Post those hotties in the chat room if you're listening.
Hey, we didn't do karaoke.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Let's stop.
Yeah,
let's do karaoke. Let's do karaoke.
Overtime.
Wait, isn't that like, kind of like, you know,
when we come back from break? Can we do a break again?
I think we're out of breaks.
We can just do them again. They don't doesn't matter. It's only for the live.
Just play. What are we doing? Karaoke?
We're gonna do karaoke.
Surprise me with a karaoke song, okay? You guys play the karaoke song. Let me see if I can get in the mood of the karaoke.
All right.
Here we go.
Play the song.
Are we gonna play that song? Okay.
What song are we playing?
You just said surprise you.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
It's playing.
Hello, my baby. Do you have the X? Wait, hold
yeah,
on.
It's
don't,
all
don't,
up.
Don't.
sing this, Ron?
No.
No. No.
Not really.
Keep on turning. Kind of get into it.
It's supposed to be like a, I don't know,
yeah, this,
moment.
This song reminds me of Reese Witherspoon.
What? This song reminds me of smoking weed with Doug Jones.
Southern girls dig this song. Dude.
That's right. Because Doug went to Georgia Southern.
Did? Wow. I was once in a bar in like North Carolina, and no band was even playing, and people still screaming, "Play some Skinner."
Oh yeah.
There was not even a band there.
Yeah, this was Georgia Southern was where Fat Kev almost got into a fight with the bartender because the bartender told him they didn't serve liquor, only beer. And Fat Kev got very offended.
Fat Kev's offended.
Yeah. Fat Kev wants liquor.
Stars are so blue.
Sweet home Alabama. Lord, I'm coming home to you. Here I come.
Yeah, I think that kid's making a bomb on the chat room.
What? Who? What? Where?
I don't know. Heat fan?
I think that's the kid from Puerto Rico. They can.
Oh. You're allowed to make bombs in Puerto Rico?
Yes.
I gotta move that.
I thought he just got like out of Mardi Gras or something. Mm-hmm.
Who's this, Skinnerd?
Yes, sir.
Now, does your conscience bother you? Tell the truth.
Sweet home Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the skies are blue.
Why are we doing this?
I don't know.
Sweet home Alabama.
Nice.
It's much better when it's not forced.
Yeah.
You gotta be spontaneous with
it. Yeah.
It's a great song, though.
Yeah.
I think I want to bang some, like, chick to this song.
Really?
Yeah. It's a good banging song.
You know what I like to bang too? You know the two bands I like to bang chicks to? Believe it or not.
Okay.
Like, on the slow side, Massive Attack.
Nice.
On the bang, bang, bang side, Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, like, I Want to Fuck You Like an Animal?
Yeah. Not that song, but others.
I want to bang a chick to Pantera.
Walk. Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
But, you know, on the
quite frankly, I'd bang a chick to Manilow. I don't care.
Dude, like, on the slow romantic side, I'm doing Massive Attack. I want to fuck your brains out. I'm doing Nine Inch Nails.
I'll throw some fucking Clay Aiken on to bang some chicks. I don't give a shit.
Do you want to try some 80s?
What else you got?
I only have, like, 3 minutes left on this damn show, by the way.
I don't know.
What do you got?
I'm feeling blue.
How about you?
Sweet home Alabama. Skies are blue. Sweet home Alabama.
Motherfucker.
We're coming home to you.
Lord, I'm gonna hang up some of them coons. Whoa.
What?
What? All right, that's a beep.
Slow down.
That's bleep.
Wait a minute.
I didn't say a thing.
Wait, I got the song. Hold on.
We got a song? Are we doing a song?
Yeah, I got it. Ready?
What do you got?
Hold on. Here it comes.
Okay. Wait. Dude. Oh, I only got... All right. This is a good song, though, all right.
No, it's not. This is one of the worst songs ever.
Come on, Ron.
We built this city on cock and balls. I love this song. I love this song.
Come on, Ron. Feel it.
Come on.
Yeah. Sitting on the park bench. Snot running down my nose.
Say you don't know me.
I don't even know the words.
I recognize my face.
Oh, no.
I know it. Say you don't care. Yeah. To that good place.
Yeah. The place.
Hoopla.
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 Fight! Too
many runaways! Speeding up the night!
Nice!
He plays the Mongos!
The Mongos?
Hey, yo! You remember?
Burr.
We built this city!
We
city on rock and roll. Built this city.
Built this city on rock and roll.
It must be Toledo.
Yeah, they're talking about Des Moines, Iowa. Yeah.
Sheboygan. Because this is the most non-rock and roll song ever.
I know.
They didn't build shit with this song.
They must be talking about San Francisco.
Right.
What was the, wasn't this Jefferson Starship?
No. Yes.
And then they changed their name. So was it Jefferson?
No, this, at this point in time, they were just Starship.
I know they were just Starship, but they were Jefferson Starship.
They were Jefferson Airplane.
And then Jefferson Starship.
Starship. And then just Starship.
And then just suck.
Yeah, I hope this fucking ship crashed.
You know, this sucks and blows.
Listen to the radio, don't you remember?
Ready, here we go.
We built this city.
Go ahead, Ronnie. Take it, Ronnie. We built
this city on rock and roll.
You suck.
We built this city. Built this city on rock and roll. Built this city on rock and roll.
Solo.
Not a shining moment for Lunatic Radio.
And we hit bottom.
Breakdown. He's song. Breaking it down.
Yeah.
Chokehold!
Explaining how we built the city on rock and roll.
I think I remember this fucking video. Who counts
the money? Underneath the bar. Underneath the bar.
What is he talking about?
Who knows?
The Wrecking Ball?
I remember the vinyl, the single for it. It had like one of those green interstate signs, and it said rock and roll with the arrow. Okay.
What are you doing with this song on your iPod?
Honey, for things like this.
The whole thing is in your mouth.
Ooh. What is this? A traffic report?
Quack, quack. You don't take this whole penis in your mouth. You're going to gag for sure.
Yeah, yeah,
jamming.
Yeah,
but City by the Bay. Is that Ray?
The Mongos. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on cock and ball.
How long is this fucking song? This song's an epic.
The scream comes soon.
Where is it? Oh, it's not yet. Hold on.
Oh, wow.
Here it is. Just when you think it's over?
Oh, this guy's got... Whoever sings this song, hang yourself, please.
Get the Triple H and die.
The Triple H.
Hip. Hiv.
Her pep hip.
All right, end that song.
I always mix them up.
That was it. That was the karaoke. Spontaneous karaoke, wow. Everybody.
Anyway,
retarded.
Hotties of the week. We gonna go there.
Get out of here. It's time for Lunatic Radio.
Yeah, we blow.
Hotties of the week.
Hotties. Hotties.
Oh.
Hotties.
Can we?
Hotties of the week.
That's bad.
All right. Let's go around the board. Hotties of the week, everybody. It's a pointless segment. We do it every week. Pick a chick from old and say we're king of the hottie of the week. I'm going to go first because I'm going to pick Taryn Thomas. Porn starlet Taryn Thomas, everybody.
Actually, here, maybe you can help me with one. On ESPN, she was on SportsCenter, kind of like brunette. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Rachel.
Rachel.
I'll get the names right.
Yeah, I know you're talking about though.
She's cute though, right?
Yeah.
Rachel Nichols?
Rachel Nichols. Thank you very much.
Beans. Rachel Nichols, I'm going with this week.
Katie, hottie of the week. That is from Free Yayo.
After Mind and Professor going with the 14-year-old girl's cat.
LKN Jedi is going with Pam B.
Kildaughter going with Mila Jovovich.
Hobbs is going with Aaron Lewis. It's kind of weird. John from Orlando going with a huge penis. That's an odd pick.
Brian Scott going with Gone Postal. Hop's going with Dittos. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means.
Huh? Heat fan going with Green Dittos.
Statler going with the Rapping Weather Girl. Even though he had the worst line before, which he's not going to... GP was found guilty of being hot.
Yeah.
Lamest line ever. Don't ever do that to a lunatic again, or you're banned for life.
You've been found guilty of being hot.
Worst line ever, buddy.
That's like, you know what it is? That's like a Queer Eye for the Straight Guy line.
Yeah. Not up in this house, okay?
Man, B. Kevin's just going with
you
drunk
come
Jenny.
Strong, or you don't come at all.
Yeah, please.
Ronnie Beans, who do you got hot in the week?
I don't know. Misha Barton.
Misha Barton, all
right. I never get these right.
Yeah, okay.
A special thank you to Kildorner this week. She survived the wrath.
I want to thank Scott Osachik for calling in. Scott will be playing the Comedy Zone in Greenville, North Carolina, May 25th to the 31st. Log on to osachik.com. And I also want to thank Taryn Thomas for joining us on the program. TarynThomas.com, MySpace.com/TarynThomas.
Oh, and just some quick Lunatic Radio World notes. Go onto the website and the Lunatic News. Subscribe to the feed so you always know when the hell shows are going on. And please, when you want to listen to shows, try to make the preference with iTunes because we want to kick ass on iTunes.
So, are we going to do a little after party something?
Sure, why not?
Maybe I don't know, Q&A. They got any questions?
Q&A. All right.
Yeah, you know, if they want to ask us something.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. We'll do that. Maybe a little after show or something. Yeah. All right, everybody. Until next week, I'll be here doing a show with Junior. Bonnie Beans and Rocket will be off. So until next week, I'll have a good time. Have a good Memorial Day weekend, everybody.
Yes. Yeah.
Party. Drink. All right.
Yeah.
Later.
See ya.
This concludes the LunaticRadio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at LunaticRadio.com. That's THESHOW at LunaticRadio.com.